We want to welcome you live into a beautiful night here in Harvest, Alabama, where it is going to be a warm evening, but we got ourselves a pretty, pretty neat little matchup coming up between the Bob Jones Patriots and the Sparkman Senators. Hello again, everybody. My name is Arky Shea, joined by Mr. Seth Haken over on the other side of me. Seth, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. How are you?
I'm good. We have a matchup that was not as intriguing when you go into the preseason. Bob Jones, a top 10 preseason team. Sparkman, one of those teams that has not had a winning season in a decade. And next thing you know, we're 3 weeks into the season, and Sparkman is one of two teams undefeated in Region 4 play. Two teams undefeated. That's it. It's them and Hewitt Trussell. Everybody else in Region 4 has a loss. That's got to be a surprise, to say the least.
Oh, it's incredible. And the Senators, I mean, this is their best record since 2007. Also, the last time they had a double-digit win total. Ever since then, it's been three wins or less. And so this team coming home off a couple of really big wins, especially last week against Buckhorn, is very, very juiced for this game and motivated to go 3-0. I mean, they have a chance to do something that Sparkman hasn't seen in quite a long time.
And it would be big deal here if they could get the win over Bob Jones. Sparkman, as you mentioned, 2-0 for the first time since 2006. That's the last time Bob Jones lost to the Sparkman Senators, and that was a couple of seasons before Kevin Rose joined the team. That was one of Shannon Brown's teams at Bob Jones. And tonight, Sparkman feels like they have something different. Last year, going four and six a season ago, getting ready for what seems to be a matchup that is a lot closer than we expected. You mentioned the Buckhorn game last week, 29-22, a comeback win by Sparkman in the fourth quarter. They beat Athens in the first game of the season by 19. And here we go. We've got a matchup between two teams that aren't fond of each other and two teams that feature the head coach of Bob Jones, Kevin Rose, and the head coach of the Sparkman Senators, Chris Cagle, who just happens to be the former offensive coordinator at Bob Jones just three seasons ago. So teams that are just flat out not going to like each other, they are going out for the toss now. Brandon Moore, one of your Senator captains, will be out there as his number 32, Hunter Gibson. He's the tailback we'll see a lot of tonight. Number 35, Ethan Castleberry. And number 60, who is David Adams, who is one of the guards. Bob Jones, the visiting team, will call this in the air. Bob Jones Patriots with their usual captainship, which features A.J. Harris, Brady Polson, Tucker Walters, and Makai Stewart. Honorary toss being done by a former military member as it's 9/11 weekend. The toss is up. The toss is won by Bob Jones. By the Senators, the Sparkman Senators. They'll defer.
Sparkman won the toss.
And now it will be the Sparkman choice of goal. Which one they'll defend? They'll defend our left side goal. Bob Jones will receive, as they are apt to do throughout this year. So we get ready for play here from Harvest, Alabama. It's a warm 85 degrees here as we get set for kickoff. It is a blackout night here for the Sparkman Senators as they get set to take on the Patriots, as we've said, looking for that first win against Bob Jones since 2006, which is ironically enough the last time that the Senators were in the playoffs. So a surprising team is Sparkman so far in the first couple of games. Bob Jones coming off a big win of their own, beating James Clemens 28-20 last week in a game where Bob Jones only had 10 yards rushing. Brady Polson had to win that game through the air, and did. Threw for 309 yards and three touchdowns and looked very good in the effort.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to see which Bob Jones offense will show up tonight. We mentioned the first game, all rushing. Second game, kind of had to have a mismatch, but that was just it was a tough, ugly game in the middle of a rainstorm. And then the third game, Brady Polson comes out of nowhere and drops 300 right in front of us. So now I would really like to see Bob Jones put it all together in a solid effort and do it here on the road against a team with momentum. Sparkman playing with a whole lot of confidence. Last year, they set program records for points in the season with 336 points in the game, 71. and, of course, won their most games since 2006 with four wins. So this is a team that's ready to play and thinks that they can not only play up to Bob Jones' Stanford standard, they believe they can win.
The Senators are on a four-game winning streak dating back to the last two games last season, including that 71 points they put up against Princeton in week number 9 last year. As the Senators are coming out, excited as they are, they'll be wearing their home black tops, black bottoms, maroon stripes on the shoulders, white numbers encased in maroon with the S on the side for Sparkman. Bob Jones, their road, white tops, white bottoms, white lids as well, blue numerals encased in red. So as we get set for kick on a night that we're expecting nothing but beautiful skies, it's just been a little warm this week in North Alabama. Few days of 92, 94, 96 degrees at one point earlier this week. I think Mother Nature forgetting what time of the year it is. We will be certainly experiencing those heat timeouts coming up halfway through each of the quarters. So the Patriots are on the field, back to receiver A.J. Harris. Also back there is number 4, Mekhi Stewart. Sam Barnes back as well. Isaiah Hatchett back on the field for the Patriots. And on to kick for the Sparkman Senators, who actually received a vote for the first time since 2006 in the ASWA poll. And a lot of historic things happening with Chris Cagle so far early in this season.
Really incredible what they've been able to accomplish in just a couple of games already. Their quarterback, Devin Kimbrough, lighting up the scoreboard. I mean, he's got 7 touchdowns already on the year. Over 500 yards passing, and here's the thing, completing almost 65% of his passes, so not only is he a dual threat, but also can put that ball through the air and be accurate.
Kick comes near side, it's taken by Bob Jones at the 20, wants to go back to the middle of the field, and he will back to the 30, tries to make a man miss to the 32, 34-yard line, he'll skip up to the 36, and that's where he's tackled at the far hash mark for the Patriots, and that was number 30, Terrell Jennings, the junior defensive back, getting his first return of the season. So that'll bring on the Bob Jones Patriots offense, who went to the air and won a game for the first time this season through the air just a week ago, thanks to no rain. Now we'll bring up the first offensive series for the Patriots. 3 receivers near, 1 of the far on that far hash mark. The 1 tailback is Jalen Williams. They'll hand it off to him. He wants to come all the way to the wide side to the numbers. He gets to the 40, pushes upfield to the 45-yard line. It's a good tackle on the near sideline. Gets up to the 45. It's a gain of 8. And the Patriots have a 2nd down and 2.
It's a great job by Juicy. Recognizing that there was really nothing up the middle, finding that crease along the edge and exploiting Sparkman there on the sideline.
Brad Anderson is on the field at the far side in the slot. He was a game-time decision for this matchup. He is starting and he's playing. Quick throw over to him to the far side. He cuts back inside to the 50. Makes a man miss to the 45, to the 43-yard line again. Another great carry at that pass. A good quick throw from Brady Polson. And that'll be another first down for the Patriots as he'll go off the field.
Great job by Brad there. Getting upfield quickly after a couple of quick moves. Really good to see him out there. If Bob Jones wants to come with a balanced attack tonight, he is a key player.
Patriots will put Sam Barnes and company at the top. They're on that far hash mark still. Isaiah Hatchett in his tailback. They'll hand it out to him. Goes up the middle, gets maybe 1, and that's it to the 44-yard line. Kevin Rose said we may see Isaiah Hatchett today. He offers something that Jalen Williams does not, which is the ability to just be a speedster and a burner. Unfortunately, going right up the gut there, getting you a yard, is just about something I can do as well. 2nd down and 9. Jalen Williams comes back on his tailback. Coming back near side, one of the receivers is Cameron Cabo Williams here on the near side at the numbers. Quick handoff, taken in the backfield down, quick hit. That's Jalen Williams, who loses about 3 on that one.
Brandon Moore just broke through his matchup easily there, the senior defensive end, and he's got a big hit there in the backfield. It's going to force Bob Jones into a 3rd and long. What's Brady Polson got up his sleeve?
3 receivers near, 1 to the far on 3rd down and 11. Polson looks back to the sideline to get the call. Sam Barnes is the far side, your receiver. Polson awaits the snap, gets it, looks near side, looks, throws, comes near side, gets to Makai Stewart at the 40, cuts back inside to the numbers, to the 35, to the 32. That's enough for a first down. A gain of 14 there for Brady Polson and company, and the Patriots get a crucial first down.
Makai Stewart was about to get tackled maybe a couple yards before he got that first down, able to spin out and get those very necessary yards for that first down, and Bob Jones keeps on churning.
Clock shows 9:38 to go here in the first quarter of play. Three Patriots to the top, one to the bottom, and one tail back. Makai Stewart comes in motion. Now goes to him. Flag on the play. Jalen Williams goes far side. Maybe gets a yard on that one. We'll see what the penalty is. It was thrown at the snap.
Number 36 is taken down by Ernest Williams.
As it stands, it's a one-yard gain for Jalen Williams. Awaiting the play call. Looks like we got a sideline infraction on the Sparkman Senators, so that will give the Patriots 5 yards.
Sometimes a little too much juice is not a good thing.
Actually, just a warning there. It's a sideline warning. The flag was thrown for the warning, so no play there. Or excuse me, was a play there. It's a gain of one, and it'll be second down and 9. Four receiver setup, one tailback, Polson. Looks to the far side, throws to the far side. It is almost intercepted. A little miscommunication there in between Sam Barnes and Makai Stewart over the far sideline. It is well overthrown, and the only man that had a chance for it was Ernest Williams, the cornerback.
Yeah. Barnes cut inside. Quarterback thought he was cutting just to the right, trying to catch it along the sideline. However, like I said, miscommunication. Now another third and long.
Third and 9 at the 31-yard line. The Patriots looking. Quick shovel pass underneath to Brad Anderson. He gets to the 25, to the 23. Gets close. Actually, they'll say he went down to the 24. That'll be 2 yards shy of the first down. And it looks like we'll probably see the Patriots go for it, fourth down and 2.
We've been humming along pretty well so far, getting the ball to our different playmakers. Makai's touched it. Brad's touched it. A couple other guys. So why not? Keep it moving. Just don't turn it over.
Fourth down and 2 for the Patriots at the 24. Then he gets just inside the 22-yard line. Sparkman fans getting a little excited. They've been waiting for this game for a while. Feel like they have a real shot at this one. Quick handoff goes to Jalen Williams. He is stuffed in the backfield. Stuffed in the backfield he is. As he immediately tried to go sideline to sideline, he'll lose 2 yards on the carry instead of trying to hit the ball, hit the hole up the middle. Could not get to the numbers. It's fourth down, and now fourth down minus 2 on that carry, and it's now first down for the Senators.
It's number 42, Big Avery Phillips, broke through on his matchup. He's also a senior defensive end on this team. So the senior leadership taking over here and forcing a turnover by Bob Jones. But can Devin Kimbrough come through with a home score?
Devin Kimbrough, now the starter for the first time this season. He'll bring out 4 receivers. They will push the ball, and they'll push it a lot. First handoff, though, goes to the 28-yard line. Stuffed right there. That's a gain of 1 yard. As the first handoff of the game goes to number 32, Hunter Gibson, who we will see a lot of tonight, a shifty, fast tailback.
Yeah, he accounted for over 170 yards last week in total offense against Buckhorn. But that was a good job by Eli Johnston, playing very well at the line of scrimmage, even though he's a linebacker.
To the 28-yard line, the Senators go. 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far. And it's Kimbrough in the backfield with Gibson in shotgun. Kimbrough is a dual threat. Watch for him to run. He won't. He'll throw near side. Throw it off to number 2. Was picked up at the 30. Tackled at the 30 and right out of bounds. That was Garrett Bodine, another tailback, a 5'9 junior, also a speedster as well. Unable to get much there.
Great gang tackling. And it all started with number 5. DJ Butler blew up his assignment there, slowed up the play just enough for all the linebackers to come in and finish the playoff.
Third down and long at the 31, 7:22 on the clock, scoreless here from Harvest. Patriots 0, number 6 in the state, moving up a couple of spots, actually 3 after beating James Clemens a week ago. Sparkman getting a vote in the poll for the first time in a decade, sets up on a 3rd down and 7. Fake handoff goes over the middle. It is caught at the first down marker. That will be enough for a first down as Devin Kimbrough with the bullet over the middle. A great pass and a great pickup. And that is number 82, Chase Clennard, with the catch.
A.J. Harris and Trey Langford both in on that tackle. Good tackle, did not gain anything, but just a smidge over that first down line. So, here we go again, another three downs.
First and 10 come the Senators. They'll put one receiver to the near side. That is number 80, Rondell Cole, the sophomore. Watch for him, he's 6'2", all of it. Three receivers to the far side as well. Empty formation is the backfield for Devin Kimbrough. Quarterback keep. He tries to go up the middle. He is tackled, but not before he dives to the 42. That's a gain of about three. Second down and 7.
Okay, Cola there with that tackle. He actually came off the defensive end spot. He's usually playing around the middle area. Got his guy and was able to knock down Kimbrough before he got any more yardage.
Second down and 7. Notable by his absence is the 6'4" tight end. Parker Swords did not dress for the game for Sparkman, so that is a big deal for the Patriots to not have to go against that big body.
Absolutely.
Quick handoff near side goes to Bodine. He's tripped up in the backfield, but able to keep going forward. That is great center of balance and center of gravity for him to go from the 41 to the 45 after he was knocked down. It looked like he was going to be knocked down at the 45. That is going to be a gain of 5.
Gary Bodine, just 5'9", that lower center of gravity allows him to kind of get low and a little off balance, but keep his feet. But it's crazy that you mentioned that Parker Swords is out. He had 2 receiving touchdowns last week, and I mean, he was Mr. Third Down for them, including just an insane, almost no-look, one-handed grab. Just an incredible player, and Spartman missing a big part of their offense as a result.
It looked like he was limping around on a left knee issue. Not sure the diagnosis there, but he is going to be out, not dressing in this game. In fact, we're looking at him on the sideline now. It's hard to miss a 6'4" redhead, but he is standing there on the sideline rooting his team on. So the Heat timeout is about to expire here. Third down and 2 from their own 46 come the homestanding Senators. 5:52 on the clock, quarter number 1. Devin Kimbrough, who you're hearing a lot about, and the name called a lot. Nearly 400 yards of offense last week. Quick handoff goes to Gibson up the middle. He gets close to the line of scrimmage before he's knocked down by a couple of Patriots, including Trey Langford over there. That is right at the first down marker. They're going to say it is a first down, so first down for the Senators.
Sparkman getting just enough, and hey, that's all they need here in this game, trying to keep the momentum going, keep the crowd involved, and that's how you do it. Doesn't really matter. Game of inches, and Sparkman's doing a real good job so far of keeping this game in terms of field position in a good spot.
4 receivers stacked the other side, 2 to the left, 2 to the right, 1 tailback Gibson. Fake the handoff. He'll keep it. Will Kimbrough. Kimbrough making a man miss, making 2 men miss the backfield. Now he's going up the field to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. He is brought down at the 32-yard line by Jay Hawthorne, but not before young man was able to get 19 yards and a huge first down in Bob Jones territory.
Devin Kimbrough showing off the wheels. He's got a good arm, but don't be fooled, folks. This guy is a nice dual-threat quarterback, and Bob Jones' defense is going to have to do a really good job of keeping him contained in the pocket.
Gibson and Bodine as the tailbacks put out of the side. Flag is tossed in the defensive backfield. Looks like the penalty will be against Bob Jones. Illegal substitution on the Patriots. And that's bad news as we see number 95, Ashton Smith, the 6'3" junior, hustle off the field. So it's going to be first down and 5 to the 26-yard line. Same formation, 2 receivers left, 1 right, 2 tailbacks. Kimbrough, quick handoff to Gibson. Gibson cuts up the middle, gets to the 20, rolls inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. A big first down, a gain of 8 for number 32.
Keeping these plays going is really wearing down the Bob Jones defensive line. You see hands on their hips right now.
Gibson, the lone tailback this time. 4 receivers spread out. Brings the man in motion across the formation. Fumbled, but grabbed big in the backfield. And then tackled in the backfield is number 80, Rondell Cole, as they try to give him sort of a sweep to the to the left side. He bobbled the snap, tried to go back around to the original spot where he came from in motion. He's going to lose about four.
Fortunate stop there for Bob Jones. Sparkman had everything going for them up until that play, and that stopped the momentum just a little bit. Good job by Kyle Parker and Eli Johnston to keep their eyes wary on that play.
Second down and 14. Gibson the tailback. Pump fake does Kimbrough. Kimbrough fires the left side. Got Bodon wide open on that far sideline. He cuts inside the 15 to the 10. Is he in the end zone? He dived for it. Touchdown. Touchdown. Devin Kimbrough to Garrett Bodine.
Right
22 yards.
Right there, you see the value of Devin Kimbrough. You saw he basically froze our entire linebacker corps. They were, had their eyes completely focused on him, did not see the wide receiver that had broken out to the left, popped him right there, and he only had one man to beat from there.
6-0, Sparkman takes the lead, waiting for the extra point. Snap is good, the hold good, the kick is up, and the kick is also good. Sparkman Senators with 4 minutes and 2 seconds to go in quarter number one, take a 7-0 lead. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Bob Jones with the ball as you're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football exclusively on The Ump. Brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
To live coverage of Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
Back live as the Patriots will return. Coming back to return this one is A.J. Harris back over the middle to the far side to the 50-yard line. Gets inside the territory that is known as Sparkman. And that looks like that's where the Patriots will start. A good kickoff return for the Patriots, something that they need and could you definitely use today. Yeah,
absolutely. Right after a big score on the or by the home team, Sparkman, Bob Jones needs to come back and get something on the board. They were so close last time, but Sparkman here at home stopped them on a critical fourth down.
So the Patriots will set up three receivers to the left, one to the right at the 48-yard line of Sparkman. Brady looks to toss, looks deep far sideline. It is looking for an incomplete, looking for Makai Stewart. Great effort there on that far sideline. It did not look like he had a shot at it when the ball was released, regardless of second down and 10. So Brady Polson with an incomplete pass there, his second incomplete pass of the game. Patriots with three left, one right. Quick handoff goes Isaiah Hatchett up the middle to the 44-yard line. Nice job, a nice acceleration into the hole. That's a gain of four, as Hatchett looked good there.
That brings up third and six now. Polson once again forced into a third and plus five here. Let's see what he does. Really need him to be accurate in this game. He was so good last week.
Third down at about six. Patriots put one receiver left, one to the right. The one receiver to the left is number 24, Brad Anderson. Brad Anderson calling for a penalty on the Sparkman Senators, and it looks like that will be what he gets. Not a nice job, a heads-up job by Brad Anderson. Just tell the official, hey, look, they're offsides. And they were offside, so it'll be a five-yard penalty. Brad Anderson making an early case for game MVP.
You got to love it when a player keeps his head on the swivel. That's senior leadership right there. And at that point, gets us a really short field. We can really experiment here. Hit the defense with any kind of play we want.
Third down and out, one. Much more manageable for the Patriots. One receiver left, one to the right. Same formation. One tailback is Jalen. Brad Anderson comes in motion left to right. Won't go to him. They'll go to Williams, who tries to stretch a near side to the hash mark. He gets inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. That's another gain of six for the Patriots, and that will be another first down for Bob Jones, which is what they need.
Juicy with a good job once again, recognizing nothing up the middle, splitting out really quick and finding that edge. He's going to have to do that all night. That edge is going to be open for him.
For the Patriots, three receivers left, one to the right. Makai Stewart comes in motion, tossed to him. He's trying to make it to the corner. He has to cut inside. Great job by Sparkman. He'll lose a yard. Great job by Sparkman setting the edge. He had to cut inside before he could get to the hash mark on that far sideline. He'll lose a yard, second down and 11.
It's interesting they went away from the left side. Kendall Randolph had been sealing off the edge beautifully, and we've been running there. I wouldn't be surprised if we went right back to the left side.
Second down and 11 for the Patriots. Three receivers back to the near side, which is now the wide side. Demontrez Brown at the numbers here near side. See if they look at him. He's got a one-on-one matchup. Another flag thrown on the field. See what the call is. Looks like it will be another offsides call on the Sparkman Senators. There is something the Patriots are seeing over there that they are quick to tell the officials about. They are seeing it. So second down and now fortunate six for the Patriots. The clock shows 2:24 on the clock. 6-0. Sparkman on top. Polson gets the snap. Looks far side. Looks a throw. Looking for a guy. Story's got him. Bounces off a tackle at the 10. Inside the 10, he goes to the 8-yard line. 21 yards on the passing catch. First down, Patriots inside the 10.
It's a good job by Brady there. Finding his man wide open. Stewart stopped short of his route. Caught that ball nicely and was able to turn a couple more yards out. First down and goal.
Patriots loading up the line of scrimmage. Demontrez Brown comes in as the tight end in the blocking formation. Quick handoff goes. Isaiah Hatch up the middle. He is laid out right where he caught the ball, basically, at the line of scrimmage. Isaiah Hatchett gets nothing, and he'll like it. That's a great tackle by Brandon Moore. Second time called that name tonight.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be too much going on up the middle for Bob Jones. Better off just to keep it on the sides. It looks like where the Senators' defense is the weakest.
Second and goal. He may have given him half a yard loss. Mekhi Stewart comes in motion. He'll get the toss. He'll come near side. Going to try to cut back in at the 5. At the 2. At the 2 is where he'll be pushed out. That's a 7-yard gain for Mekhi. As he could not get back upfield enough to get going toward the goal line. But he does get 7 yards on the carry. And it will be a third down and goal and very short for the Patriots.
Stewart showing great patience there. Did exactly what I said. They went right back to the outside. Good blocking. And like I said, patience enough to get himself within a really good distance of the goal line.
Third down and goal. Big opportunity here for both teams. Bob Jones looking to counter the opening salvo by the Patriots. Quick handoff goes. Brad Anderson at the 2. At the 1, he's in. Touchdown, Bob Jones. That's a power move, taking that right shoulder and going straight at the shoulder pads of the Sparkman Senators. That ties the game at 6 with the extra point pending.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Bob Jones exposing that left side. Kendall Randolph really getting a good edge on his matchup. And we're dashing it right up the left side almost the entire drive. And that was a much-needed touchdown. Kind of quiets the home crowd for now.
Ian Karowski comes on for the extra point attempt. Wait till the hold is good. The kick is up. The kick, it is good. So the Patriots take the lead 7-6 with 1:14 on the clock here in quarter number one. The Bob Jones Patriots up now by 1. They'll kick coming up next. You're listening to Bob Jones Football exclusively on the Ump, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on the Ump.
The lead now 7-6 for Bob Jones. Minute 14 goes. Karowski comes on to kick for the Patriots. On the near hash mark, he comes. Karowski, such a young player, too. Coach Ken Ricketts has a lot of high hopes for this kid. This one is pooched to the far sideline and is fair caught over at the 30-yard line for the homestanding Senators. That is number 88, Nathan Gunn, sophomore receiver, calling that. So 7-6 is the score. With 1:14 on the clock to go here in quarter number one.
Last drive, Devin Kimbrough showed off a lot of magic, showed off his arm and his wheels. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments Bob Jones has made, what the defense was getting talked to, while they had a good amount of time on the sidelines to kind of figure things out.
Three receivers to the near side, including that speedy tailback, Bodine. One receiver to the far. Gibson is the tailback with Kimbrough as your quarterback. Bodine comes in motion to the backfield. Kimbrough comes near side. Option play. He'll hold on to it. He'll get to the 32-yard line. That's maybe a yard carry for for the junior, who stands at 6 foot tall, 175 pounds, getting his first season as a true starter. Played a lot as a sophomore last year in a 2-1 system for the Sparkman Senators, Chris Cagle, where it'd be two possessions for one quarterback and one for Mr. Kimbrough. So second down and about eight will be the call. Two tailbacks in the backfield splitting Kimbrough. Up the middle goes Gibson to the 35, to the 36. They'll give him forward progress. Another two-yard carry there. So Gibson get another couple more tough yards for the Senators. And it'll bring up a interesting third down call here from their own 36-yard line. They'll bring in another lineman. That's number 76, Stephen Perry, to come in, but they do not have to run another play before the first quarter is over, and they will not, it looks like. And that will take us to quarter number two. The Bob Jones Patriots have taken the lead 7-6 thanks to a Brad Anderson two-yard touchdown carry. We're already seeing how tough the homestanding Senators have been thanks to a 22-yard touchdown toss from Kimbrough to Bowdoin. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Quarter number two, live from Harvest, Alabama, Bob Jones 7 and Sparkman 6. You're listening to Bob Jones Football exclusively on The Ump, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Back to the booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagan. Bob Jones Football is on The Ump.
Return live here to Harvest, where it's third down and six for the Senators, trailing by one against Bob Jones. They switch sides of the field, so they'll be going from our right to our left. Senators on blackout night with four receivers set up. One comes in motion, it'll be a fake to him, play action. Kimbrough under pressure, throws near side. He's got Bowdoin open. It is incomplete. It is incomplete. Bowdoin looked like he may have had a case for a catch there, as Bowdoin got behind the defense right near the near sideline at the 30-yard line. They're making their case, but the officials are not having it, as the official who called it incomplete was 20 yards down the field. Regardless, it's fourth down and six, but that could have been a huge pickup for Sparkman.
Oh, that was a good call, but it was out by the slimmest of margins. I was watching that foot, and he definitely barely touched that line. It was close, and what a great play by Bowdoin to get behind the defense and Kimbrough to launch that ball, but just a little too much on that one.
Looks like the Senators will bring on their punt units. Back to punt will be number 35, Ethan Castleberry.
Really fortunate stop there by Bob Jones. Big play like that could fire this crowd right back up.
Showing an interesting formation, putting three receivers basically near side. Punt is blocked. Punt's blocked. Jay Hawthorne with a scoop and score. Holy cow, highlight play, Jay Hawthorne. That's a free safety who has had a tremendous season, coming out of nowhere for the Patriots. Blocks the Castleberry punt, returns it 12 yards. It is a touchdown for the Patriots. And just like that, Bob Jones starting to put a little distance.
Jay Hawthorne came through absolutely unblocked. Had that ball in his sights the entire time. Once he knocked it down, it was an easy stroll into the end zone for Bob Jones' very first special teams touchdown.
Ian Korowski comes on to kick. He is not expecting, I guess, to come out this early and this quickly. Bob Jones may be forced to take a timeout here, or may be forced to take the penalty, as the special teams unit is having all kinds of issues. Play is ready to go. Now there is going to be a delay of game on the Patriots. And it's just not ready where the Patriots for that extra point. We weren't ready for it either, but we're not supposed to be kicking.
It's funny how the excitement of one play can kind of throw off the mojo of the next. I mean, you're supposed to be going in there clear-headed, but how can you? Your team just went ahead on a incredible punt block touchdown.
Karaska and I had to kick this one from 25 yards out, and that one is up, and that one is fortunately good. So 14-6, the Patriots go on top. They will kick to Sparkman when we come back. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football exclusively on The Ump, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
Ian Karaska comes on for the kick. kick attempt for the Bob Jones Patriots from the 40-yard line. He will pooch this one up the far side line. It'll be grabbed by the Senators and take it to the 35. To the 40-yard line, Bodine again. Bodine will get that one. About a 10-yard return for Garrett to get it up to the 40. So my, how momentum can be a fickle thing. Bodine looked like he may have had a tremendous catch and wide open behind the defense. It becomes fourth down. And next thing you know, Jay Hawthorne's blocking a punt, returning it for a touchdown. And the Patriots now go from up one and about to get the ball to back on defense, up eight now, and ready to await the next move by Devin Kimbrough and company.
A game of inches, Mr. Shea. A game of inches.
Three receivers to the near side for the Senators, one to the far. Gibson, Hunter Gibson, the tailback beside Devin Kimbrough. Sparkman, 2-0 on the season, 1-0 in region play. Bob Jones, 2-1, 1-0 in region play. Kimbrough making Gavin Lewis miss the backfield. He'll scoot outside to the 45-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 4.5. Maybe give him 5 there to the 46-yard line for Devin Kimbrough.
Tell you what, Devin Kimbrough, with the feet that he's got, and I mean, he's got the linebackers slipping right now. So I think that's their best plan of attack, honestly. The running game isn't getting much when he's not involved. And once he steps back to pass, spreads out that Bob Jones defense, and that's where he attacks the best.
Second down and 5 to go for the Senators. They'll spread it out again. That'll be this offense all night. Kimbrough looks, fakes, throws over the middle. It is intercepted. Intercepted. That's Cade Kohler at the 48-yard line. Trying to make one man miss. He gets to the 40-yard line before he is eventually wrapped up. Intercepted by Cade Kohler. Another key defensive stop for the Patriots. And holy cow, Bob Jones has some momentum right now. That defense playing terrific.
Well, I'm not sure who he was throwing to, but good job. Once again, Cade Kohler in the right position to make a play. A sure catch. And Bob Jones here, defense rolling all of a sudden after they got taken down the field pretty deadgum quickly here by the Senators.
So the Patriots will start at the 40-yard line of Sparkman. I would be surprised if the Patriots didn't go for a home run ball right here. Two receivers set up for the Patriots. Sam Barnes will come in motion across the formation. They'll toss to him. He tries to cut back up the middle to the 35. Back near side to the 30. Tackled at the 29-yard line. The gain of 11. Looked like he had a chance to maybe break one, but a good open field tackle by Sparkman.
Yeah, that was a good job by Sam Barnes. Found the crease in the offensive line. Nice little cutback, avoided a couple of other tackles, and a very nice run by him. We haven't seen him get to run much in the open field yet.
Three left, one right, your receiver set. Jalen Williams, juicy back of the backfield. 11 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Patriots lead 14-6 and driving. At the 30-yard line they go. Throws deep toward the far sideline. It is deflected. It is deflected. Great defensive stand there on that play. Looks like that was number 52, Edgar Montoya, the linebacker, senior, getting that back there. I mean, a linebacker making some moves and making some real good defensive plays deep in the defensive backfield.
Oh, with a name like Edgar Montoya, my mind just starts racing with Princess Bride jokes.
Three receivers left, one to the right, one tailback is Hatchett. Man comes in motion, that's Anderson. They'll hand it out to Hatchett straight up the middle to the 25-yard line. It's a gain of 5 for Hatchett, third down and 5.
Hatchett continuing to bulldoze up the middle. Who knows, with the defense being out there so long for Sparkman, these 1-2-yard plays slowly start to turn into 5-6-yard plays if you keep on gashing them.
Third down and a long 6 comes for the Patriots, who have 4 receivers split out of the way. Hatchett the tailback, and Brady Polson is the quarterback. Shotgun awaits the snap, gets it, looks left, now looks right, throws over the middle, Makai Stewart, well overthrown for Makai Stewart. Had him open, a little too high for Stewart. It'll be fourth down and about 6.5.
Polson has had a tendency in the past to overthrow his receivers, and that one, no exception, just putting a little bit too much air, but a wide, wide open Makai Stewart. Too bad there, but looks like Bob Jones not scared to go for it on 4th and 6.
No man's land here for the punt or for the field goal. Field goal not an option from the 25-yard line. Won't go for it. We'll go for it. Won't go for the field goal. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, one tailback is Jalen Williams. Polson looks far sideline. It is Incomplete. It is incomplete. Looking for Brad Anderson on that far hash mark. Got a little fuzzy over there, but an incomplete pass for Brady Polson will bring up first down for Sparkman and a crucial stop for the Sparkman defense.
Absolutely. They've now stopped Bob Jones on fourth down twice in their own territory. If you don't make these critical stops, this game is already a blowout.
Sparkman will come out after losing 47-28 last year to Bob Jones. That was their ninth consecutive loss in this series. Looking to turn the tide, that defense tried to help in. Could be a quarterback keeper. This is not Kimbrough in as the quarterback. In fact, in as the Wildcat is 83, Chase Parker. He goes up the middle. He gets about 6 yards on that one. Give him seven.
Good job.
Second down and short.
Good job by Coach to throw in a little trickeration there. And Brady 3 comes in. Nobody really knows what he's going to do, and he ends up taking a direct snap right up the gut.
He'll set up with Parker as the tailback. He'll cut up the middle to the 35, to the 40 now, to the 39 to where we stop him. It's another gain of five. It'll be first down for Sparkman.
Chase Parker coming in and giving Sparkman a little bit of momentum. They needed that back and a quick first down. They'll get to move the chains here. Maybe they found a little something with this little scat back.
First down and 10 from the 38-yard line. Parker back in as a receiver now to the near sideline. Two receivers to the right. Gibson, the tailback. They'll give it to Gibson up the middle. He gains about 3 to the 42. He's second down and 7. Patriots 14, Senators 6 with 9:06 to go here in quarter number 2. Live coverage of the Bob Jones Patriots brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence, Keller Williams Realty with Stephen McDaniels and Woody Anderson Ford, exclusively on WUMP. High snap's going to be able to be wrangled by Kimbrough. He's going to make a man miss. He's out to the far sideline. He is down to the 45-yard line. He needed 6. Give him 13. First down.
Kimbrough fooled me up here in the booth, Archie. I'll be honest. That was a great pull, and he, of course, fooled the entire Patriots offense as well. He scampers up the right side. They're going to need him to do that this entire game if they're going to remain competitive.
In Bob Jones territory, they'll set up. Devin Kimbrough, the quarterback, who has had a hit or miss game so far. He's already nearly eclipsed his season totals from last year, running and passing. Quick throw near side to Parker in the backfield. He cuts upfield to the 45 to the 41-yard line. Tackle down there by Jay Hawthorne, the safety that is just doing everything. It's another game on this, a pass of 4 yards.
Chase Parker making his presence felt once again. And they've got a little something going. There's no denying it. But here, they've been moving the ball well really the entire game. It's just turnovers, really costly turnovers.
Second and 6. Parker comes in motion across the formation. Toss to him. He tries to get wide. Patriots are there. The Patriots are there. He got 4 on the last one. He'll lose 4 plus another 3 more as he'll get back to the 47-yard line. And that's a loss of 7.
Bob Jones was all over that. They saw it coming from a mile away. You can use these players in, you know, a couple plays in a row, but you just cannot continue to feed the same guys. But you lose the element of surprise, and Bob Jones able to take advantage there, force the 3rd and long.
3rd and 11 for the Senators. Explosive offense. They can hit 3rd down on just about anything. 4 receivers set up, 3 near side. Kimbrough looks over the middle and is caught. Oh, it draws on the ground. It's incomplete. Jay Hawthorne with a huge light-up hit to knock the ball free from number 82, Chase Clinard. Clinard is down on the field. Boy, that was a savage hit by Jay Hawthorne. Got the ball loose from Clinard, which was going to be a 1st down at the 30 by about 6 yards. But tough missile-like approach, which is what Jay Hawthorne's completely known for this season so far. He completely can cover sideline to sideline just as good as anybody in the area. Leonard's going to be up, and we'll see how he will be if we'll see him later in the game. As that was, if not in the upper chest, that could have been close to the head.
That was definitely good to see that he's making it off under his own power. But what a savage hit by Jay Hawthorne. He is all over the field and near the ball on so many plays. We already talked about and we mentioned his block, punt block return for a touchdown, and now a big, big hit to force a fourth down and long, probably forcing a punt.
Fourth and 11 as Devin Kimbrough comes back on for the offense. Looks like they will go for it from the 47-yard line.
Wow.
They need to get to the Bob Jones 36. Quick snap, three to the left. He's going to be chased out of the pocket, comes near side, all kinds of space, going to throw near side. It is caught at the 30. He is inbounds, caught at the 30. Got just in front of A.J. Harris.
And look who it is. Bodine once again finding an open spot around the defense, almost the exact same spot where he stepped out of bounds on that previous could have been big play. Bodine, can't say enough about him. He has been in the right spot when Kimbrough's needed him the most.
Big first down there for the Senators. They'll put up three receivers to the right, one to the left. Hand off to Gibson inside the 30 to the 27. Not quite the 27. Give him the 28, a gain of two. Be second down and eight. Clock rolls on, 6:40 to go here in quarter number two. And what has been a fast-moving first half. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near. To the near is LaQuinton Mitchell. Kimbrough rolls out far side, rolling, signaling, looking, throwing over, and it is. That's intercepted?
Yep.
That is intercepted. Holy bananas, that was a play by Mikhail Stewart. How did Mikhail Stewart jump in front of that one? Devin Kimbrough was rolling to the right side. He was looking, and in orchestrating the offense, and Devin Kimbrough throws it somehow into what turned out to be the breadbasket of Mikhail Stewart. How he made a jump on that one, surprising and amazing. Great play there.
Last two plays, shoestring catches right on the sideline, first by Garrett Bodine, and this time Stewart coming through with another big turnover for Bob Jones. That's their third one already.
Well, it's hard to come back from when you have three turnovers in a game, much less the first half. Bob Jones have to make him work for it. Throw it over the middle of the field. It is incomplete. A.J. Harris on the field offensively. Nice job having a safety over the top for the Sparkman Senators. There was no way A.J. was getting to that one the way that was thrown. It's second down and 10 from the 15-yard line.
Ethan Castleberry, the ball just beyond his reach. Good job by Polson to just kind of keep it out of harm's way. That's what he needs to do as a senior leader at quarterback. Not much you have to do here. Might want to play conservative.
Brad Anderson, the tailback, he'll get it. He'll try to go up the middle. He'll get to the 12-yard line. It's a gain of two. Excuse me, to the 17. It's a gain of two. So it'll be third down and eight for the Patriots at their own 17. As it looks like we'll have a timeout for Heat here midway through quarter number two. And as well as the defense for Bob Jones has looked, making three terrific plays to stop drives for Sparkman. Brady Polson has struggled with his accuracy early in this game. And if he could just get on the numbers a little bit, it looks like the Sparkman Senators are playing him a safety high a lot tonight, making it hard for Mekhi Stewart, for Brad Anderson, for A.J. Harris to get over the top.
Well, they probably watched a little bit of that tape from last week where Polson just absolutely diced up the defense of James Clemens. I mean, he went over the top most six times for 30-plus yard gains. They are not allowing that to happen tonight. And it's really shortchanging Bob Jones on offense. What Polson has to do now, he's really got to look to his checkdowns. He hit Brad Anderson a little earlier in the game for a nice pass, and he got about an 8-yard gain. That's what he's going to have to look to make plays and slowly churn out yardage, because Sparkman is simply not going to allow a big play over the top.
So third down and eight. Patriots will try that anyway with four receivers set up. Demontrez Brown to the top. To the bottom is Sam Barnes, Brad Anderson, and Mekhi Stewart in the slot at the hash marks. Polson, look, wanted a quick throw near side. Couldn't get it. He'll throw over his body over the middle field for Demontrez Brown. It is caught! It is caught to the 34-yard line. How Brady Polson completed that one and how Demontrez Brown caught it, I'll never know. It was great coverage by Sparkman, a first down somehow for the Patriots.
I tell you what, Demontrez Brown, they should be looking at him at the top level, because this guy has the physicality to knock his corner off the ball. And just being physical, getting inside, getting into that lane where you can catch the ball. Boy, great hands as well. Demontrez Brown with a third straight week with a big game.
Quick handoff goes to Isaiah Hatchett, left side, stiff arms a man, gets to the inside the 30 to the 26-yard line. That is a gain of, it looks like, six. Give him six on that one, give him five. That was a pass completion, by the way, in a play of 50 yards. To number 15, Demontrez Brown. Second down and five. Juicy Williams going up the middle. Great quick cut. He'll be tackled at the 20. That'll be a gain of seven. Another first down for the Patriots.
And slowly you can see this defense of Sparkman just getting tired. Little runs, as I mentioned before, turning into big ones. And guys who should not be getting these yards are getting them in a very crucial spot. If they allow Bob Jones to score here, it's not looking good.
First and 10, Hatchett goes up to the left side again. He's got space to the 15, to the 10, spun around inside the 10 to the 6-yard line. A gain of 14 for Hatchett. And maybe Hatchett is starting to get his legs underneath him. Has not had a carry this season yet. Kevin Rose said we may see it from him. He offers a different dimension than does Jalen Williams, more of a speed threat like Brad Anderson is. 14 yards shows it there. First and goal from the six. Polson, quick hand up to Hatchett. Left side again, all kinds of room. Walks into the end zone. Isaiah Hatchett, 6 yards out. Touchdown, Bob Jones. Give all the credit in the world to the left side of that offensive line, including five-star offensive tackle Kendall Randolph. People at Alabama want him for a reason. What a great hole he left there for Isaiah Hatchett.
Yeah, once again, he's just sealing the edge. And Bob Jones, to the credit, is going – they're just going back to the well every single time. And until Sparkman stops it, who's to say? I mean, Sparkman's defense really back on their heels. They've been on the field the majority of this half.
Kick is up for the Patriots, and kick is no good. Is no good for Bob Jones. So the score goes to 20-6 with 4:28 to go here in quarter number two. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football on Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Up. Exclusively brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place. Back live here in beautiful Harvest, Alabama, where it is a warm evening, to say the least. Kickoff temperature was 84 degrees, and these heat timeouts have been warranted here on September 9th, 2016. 4:34 on the clock, actually now 4:28. Bob Jones leads now 20-6 over Sparkman. Ian Krawski sets up to kick for the Patriots. Pooch kick far sideline, fair catch called for. And made back at the 29-yard line. Looks like that was Chase Clennard again back in the game. So good to see Chase back in the game after taking a tough hit a handful of plays ago.
Yeah, but you saw him wave the ball off. Well, he didn't have a defensive player within 20 yards of him. So I think he still got that in his head a little bit. And it's hard to shake that when you get rocked like that. As a high school player, it's very hard to shake off a play like that. But, like you said, good to see him out there.
Bob Jones, last drive, 7 plays, 83 yards, capped off by a 6-yard touchdown run by Isaiah Hatchett. So Sparkman looking for some more momentum like they got early in that first quarter. A couple of big turnovers have really turned this game around so far, but they're an explosive offense. Nothing to worry about for Bob Jones except for everything. Coming near side for all the way back to the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 16 with number 80, Rondell Cole. Rondell Cole got the sweep action all the way from the right side to the left side and gets 16.
I'll tell you what, Rondell Cole, just a sophomore wide receiver, but a big body, 6'2", 178. That's his first action we see tonight, so that could be another little wrinkle unfolding in the Senator offense.
Near hash mark, the Senators place it with two receivers to the left. Bodine comes in motion, left to right. They'll hand to him. He cuts back inside to the 50, with far side to the 48-yard line, 47. where he fights to at the. That's a good first down run there. Makes about second down and three to the 47-yard line. Give him credit for seven, maybe eight.
Give it to Garrett Bodine. That kid is quick on his feet and a great decision maker in the clutch.
Fake handoff to Gibson, does number three, Devin Kimbrough, and he's up the middle. He turns the right side. Spin move to the 20. Spin move to the 15. Dives for the end zone. He'll be short. He'll be short of the end zone by not that much. But what a great play for Devin Kimbrough. He faked the handoff to Gibson and instead goes, do they mark him at the two?
Yeah, it looks like they marked him out of bounds. And I tell you what, Archie, it's probably a play-saving call. He dove forward, and the ball did not hit the goal line. The ball actually rolled into the end zone and was recovered by Bob Jones. So technically right there, it could have been another critical turnover in their own space.
The gain of 41 yards will be first down and goal. Devin Kimbrough stays on. Hunter Gibson, the tailback. Three receivers to the left, none to the right. High snap, handoff to Gibson. Up the middle, he is going to be stopped short at the four-yard line. He'll reach forward to the three. Good effort there. Good chase by the Patriots. Looks like on the tackle was Kyle Parker. Clock shows 3:20 and counting. Second down and goal for the Senators. Now Bodine will come in to take a snap from the quarterback spot. Devin Kimbrough comes near side as a quarterback. Direct snap. Bodine, I imagine, keeps it. He'll come left side. He'll try to get near side. Go to the end zone. Spins. Touchdown. He spins in. Garrett Bodine with the keeper. Goes into the end zone from 3 yards out. It'll be a touchdown for the Sparkman Senators. That's a drive that they desperately needed. 3 minutes and 1 second to go on the clock. That's momentum builder.
Yeah, I tell you what, and they did. They scored that touchdown in under 90 seconds. Here's the thing, though. You gave Bob Jones another 3 minutes to come back and score. This is a great score to get this point. Interesting, they're going for the extra point, not a two-point conversion in this spot, but a score they desperately needed to keep things close. Just got to hope that Bob Jones doesn't come back in the 3 minutes you've given him and come right back and score, because here you've turned the ball over three times, allowed a defensive touchdown, and you're still only down one touchdown. That's got to be really encouraging to the Senators and especially this home crowd.
Garrett Bodine goes in. The extra point is up and good. Bob Jones 20-14 for the Senators. We'll come back. 3:01 to go here in quarter number two. The Patriots up by six. You're listening to Bob Jones Football exclusively on The Ump, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
Back live here in Harvest as the Patriots lead the Senators 20-14 in a drive, Seth, that Sparkman really needed here before the half. They'll hope their defense gets back on and gets them a long field to deal with the Patriots, because they needed that one. Kick comes, and it's going to be grabbed up by Bob Jones and A.J. Harris at the 14-yard line. He goes far side, trying to cut up field to the 35. He gets to the 40. Space to the 45, to the 49-yard line. Again, he goes. Another big return for A.J. Harris, as the Patriots have weapons all over the place, and they used another one there.
Yeah, A.J. Harris, they need to keep the ball away from that man. That's twice now he's driven straight to the 50-yard line. And last time, Bob Jones took advantage and scored a touchdown. So, 2:52, plenty of time here to go. They can slowly grind away at this Sparkman defense that just has not had much time to breathe tonight.
Bob Jones will set up with three receivers, two to the near, one to the far. Quick handoff goes to Hatcher. He cuts right side, trying to get a couple defenders to miss. He can't. That's a gain of a yard to the 46-yard line where they mark them out.
That's a spot where Hatchett just has to be a little bit quicker with his decision-making. Either cut in, young man, or get outside. That way, that time took a little bit too long, and the Sparkman linebackers made him pay for it.
Last drive for the Sparkman Senators, 5 plays, 62 yards, and the touchdown capped by Garrett Bodine. Second down and 9, Polson. Looking deep, looking for the Bob Jones defender. Demontrez Brown's got it. Demontrez Brown scores. Demontrez Brown over the middle of the field. They tried that earlier. Got it to work once. The Senators unable to put that safety high, and Demontrez Brown with a dagger.
Boy, Demontrius Brown, not only one of the strongest wide receivers on the field, but boy, did he just blow past that Spartan defense, completely took the top off. And Spartan, who at one point was not allowing any big plays, has now allowed two consecutive 50-yard passes by Brady Polson, and this one goes for a touchdown.
Extra point up for the Patriots is up, and extra point is good. Quick timeout here. Bob Jones, 27. The Sparkman Center is 14. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots football exclusively on the Up. Brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Back to the booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagan. Bob Jones football is on the Ump.
And just like that, the Patriots have struck back. 27-14 now is the score. Ian Kurowski comes on the kick with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go until half. Pooch kick far side again. Another fed catch call for at the 29-yard line by same young man who's back in the game, Chase Clennard. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Sparkman Senators. That drive, all of 2 plays for 54 yards, capped by a Brady Polson 53-yard touchdown pass to Demontrez Brown.
I'll tell you what, I think we're seeing an emerging star here in Demontrez Brown. Talked about him in the offseason, and he's just slowly been coming along. But the last couple of games, he is really coming into his own. And, boy, I mean, just showing off the speed and the raw physicality on that last touchdown.
He's 6'2", 210 pounds, and just a junior. Maybe a little bit of growing still to go. 4 receivers for the Sparkman Senators. Fake handoff to Gibson. Kimbrough's going to keep it. Bowled underneath for a gain of 2. As Kimbrough could not find much space, nice job by the Patriots staying in their lanes. That'll be a gain of about a yard, maybe 2 if you squeak it out that way.
That's what it's going to take in this game. And in order to keep this Sparkman team from coming back here at home, you're just going to have to stay disciplined. You may give up 5 or 6 yards, but, I mean, that's way better than giving up these 20, 30-yard runs he's been ripping off.
Too near, too far. The receiver set. One tail back. Kimbrough gets the snap of the shotgun. High snap, controls it, throw near side to Bodine. Bodine in the backfield looking to make a man miss. He can't. On the play and on the tackle for the Bob Jones Patriots is DJ Butler, who has made a bunch of those. That's a loss of about 4 to the 25-yard line, third down and long.
Tell you what sets apart DJ Butler is not only just his big size for a defensive back, but the ability to move in space. Bodine easily the quickest of the Senators here, and he stuffed him quickly, did not move once he brought him down. Just a big old dude with amazing ability with his feet.
They'll give him forward progress. He stopped to the 28-yard line, so won't give him pushed all the way back there. So it'll be third down and 11 still. That's a loss of 2. A timeout called by the Senators. Kimbrough confused there with 46 seconds to go. Everybody in the world has timeouts until Chris Cagle and company use that one there. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll be having our halftime interview with Luther Tiggs, the new basketball coach for the Bob Jones Patriots. And if you know high school basketball in the area, you know Luther Tiggs has about all the region championships and about all the wins going from actually coached at Sparkman for a long time here with the Senators, coached at my alma mater, Buckhorn, and just recently coached at James Clemens, the Bob Jones rival as well. So we'll talk to Luther Tiggs coming up in just a few minutes here on the halftime show. So, Seth, what has impressed you so far about the Bob Jones offense and defense here in the first half?
Well, at first, it seemed like we were getting stifled a little bit. We had that one nice drive, but here, just in the last little bit, 2 huge plays over the top. Really happy that Brady Polson got right back into his rhythm, because earlier on we were talking about how he had been overthrowing his receivers. These last 2 passes to Demontrez, right on the money.
Third down and 11. Kimbrough looks, fires quickly over the far side to Bodine. Bodine tries to make a man miss. He does get out of the shoes of DJ Butler, but he only gets to the 35-yard line. That's short of a first down by about 6 yards, and that'll make it fourth down and about 6 with 37 seconds to go. Patriots want a timeout.
Got to think they're going for a punt here. I mean, you just don't want to make it worse at this point. However, on your last punt, got blocked for a touchdown. So, not many options here But Spartman desperately needs to stay mistake-free because one more touchdown, I'm not sure they can come back with how poorly their defense has played here in the last 15 minutes.
It'll be fourth down and about five to go, maybe call it a long four when the Sparkman offense comes back onto the field. And you're right, with the little bit amount of time that's left, and you know that offense is explosive, but so many things have gone wrong for you with the block punt, the two interceptions. I don't know how much you would want to risk it here on a fourth down for Sparkman. And it looks like Devin Kimbrough will come off the field, so he won't come on at least to try any type of shenanigans if that does become the case. But back on will be number 35, Ethan Castleberry, who in his one punt attempt earlier tonight had it blocked and returned 10 yards by Jay Hawthorne for a touchdown and really one of the first big plays defensively for the Patriots tonight.
So keep an eye on him, Hawthorne, lining up on that right side along with number 5, DJ Butler. Now he comes back to the outside, and it is Hawthorne on that right side. Here he comes again.
Blocked again at the 15. The ball sits there. DJ Butler with the recovery at the 10. Actually, the ball is kicked forward to the 5-yard line. First down for the Patriots. Another block attempt. Was that 43 again?
He was there. He was there. He may not have been alone, but he was there. Wow. Punt. Sparkman punt.
Holy cow. So Bob Jones will have lots of time with 26 seconds to go. The ball will be set up at the 5. Is that the 5 where they're putting it? It looks like where it's being marked at the 5-yard line. Actually, the 6-yard line. First and goal, the Patriots with 2 timeouts to go. A lot of time still to go. Castleberry may not see the field again.
Patriots, that left tackle never needs to see the field again. I mean, this guy, they came through completely unabated. This is ridiculous.
Quick handoff to Hatchett, left side. He's trying to get to the corner. Spread out greatly by the Sparkman Senators. They'll lose yardage to about the 9-yard line, maybe to the 10. Hatchett try to go to the left side to the well again.
And guess who? And guess who tackled him? A very angry Ethan Castleberry.
Might as well at that point, see if you can get your licks in. So Isaiah Hatchett runs that one for a loss of 3. Make a second down and goal as the Patriots use another timeout. Still have one timeout to go if they so shall need it. The clock shows 17.9 seconds to go, and the Patriots with a 27-13 lead right now over the Senators. Don't forget, again, as mentioned, we'll have the head basketball coach of the Bob Jones Patriots, Luther Tiggs, coming up about 3 minutes after we head to halftime. And we will talk to him about how I can get on one of his region champion teams, or if he can bring me a ring for that. I wonder if he gets rings for region championships. He's got to have a bunch then. Also want to ask him about coaching in my alma mater, not known as a basketball school. But he coached there before my thing.
Bob Jones with a chance to put it away right here.
Second down and goal for the Patriots set up at the 9-yard line. Polson with 2 tailbacks, including Brad Anderson, 3 wide receivers. Polson looks left, throws the back corner of the end zone for Makai Stewart. Caught. Touchdown, Bob Jones. Brady Polson to Makai Stewart, 9 yards to the senior from senior connection. And the Patriots expand that lead.
Looking to go up 34-13 here. Kurowski looking to make up for his only missed extra point of the season on that last one. But Bob Jones sitting pretty right here. And they have, to their credit, they have taken advantage of every single opportunity Sparkman has given them. After Sparkman came out really going on offense and really just fulfilling those expectations that we had seen from the first couple of games. But Bob Jones, just as quickly as the momentum had been taken from them, they retook it with those turnovers, and they have cashed in to the fullest.
Sparkman may burn this game tape. 2 block punts, 1 return for a touchdown. The other one gets you set up for first down and goal. 2 interceptions by Devin Kimbrough, 1 right to Cade Kohler, and another just great play by Mikhail Stewart. And it has been a travesty of a first half for Sparkman, who had so much momentum going into this game, just could not keep it between the lines here in the first half. Because they had lots of moments here in the first half where they were driving, being methodical.
Yes.
But just a big play here and a big play there really turn around a game.
two block punts, two interceptions. There's a drive killers, period. I mean, there's nothing that you can do after that. And it's just piled on. They've allowed it to pile on. And it's going to be very, very difficult. If this was in Bob Jones, game would be over.
Pooch kick, far sideline, and another fair catch called for and made by Chase Clinton, this time at the 32-yard line. So I can't imagine much more than a kneel down at this point for the Sparkman Senators, down 34-13. Just not the way Sparkman expected this game to go. And Sparkman, this score is not indicative of what kind of team Sparkman has. Sparkman's got a chance. It's a tough region to try to get to the playoffs, but they got a chance to really be decent, be some good teams. And they got a chance to go 500 this year, maybe even better. But you just cannot have those four type of mistakes that immediately turn into points for the Patriots. Four turnovers, three result in touchdowns. So two receivers to the far, two to the near. Devin Kimbrough is your lone back. He's going to keep it. He's going to go up the middle to the 40, to the 45. Trickles out of bounds to the 48-yard line. 5 seconds to go. Keeping you updated, Muscle Shoals leads 14-7 over Athens at halftime. Another interesting matchup because Athens, the same team, gave up 36 to Sparkman in game one in the loss. 5 seconds to go. Looks like this should be or probably will be the last play of the first half. They'll set up at the 47-yard line. Kimbrough looks, fires far side, is caught. He has hit the first down marker, actually incomplete. Incomplete. There's no time left, and that's going to end the first half. So 34-13 is the score. Bob Jones leads Sparkman at halftime. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout when we come back. Luther Tiggs, new head coach of the Bob Jones Patriots basketball team. We'll talk to him coming up next. You're listening to Bob Jones Radio and Bob Jones Football on Sports Radio 730 The Ump. 103.9 FM, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones Football on the Ump.
Welcome back live here in Harvest, Alabama, where we are at halftime. The Bob Jones Patriots in firm command right now over the Sparkman Senators, 34-13. We are joined now by the head basketball coach of the Bob Jones Patriots. He is a name that if you know anything about North Alabama basketball, you've heard this name 1,000 times. He is Luther Tiggs. Coach Tiggs, thank you so much for coming up here.
My pleasure, Ark. I appreciate you having me.
It's my pleasure to be able to have you up here. I mean, your history in high school basketball is storied. It is long. You have a bunch of region championships, a ton of wins. You coach at James Clemens most recently. Sparkman right here. This sort of kind of old stomping grounds. My alma mater, Buckhorn. You coached there back in the late 90s. So what's it like sort of getting sort of, you know, back into the game of Bob Jones, not being sort of an AD really anymore, just being a coach?
Well, I haven't been out of the program or actually out of the game of basketball for 2 years, you know. It's not like I haven't followed it.
Yeah. You know, I've watched You haven't forgotten the game, have you?
I have not. I've watched it from afar, and obviously it's given me an opportunity to kind of step away, you know, to kind of recharge my batteries. You know, and I think I've got a different perspective now. You know, it's such a grind, you know, especially over a 25-year career like I had, yep. 17 years as a head coach. But, you know, I'd be less than honest if I say I didn't miss it, just slightly. I wasn't necessarily thrilled about missing a grind at that time. I had two young teenagers that were kind of getting away from me, and they're now in college, and we kind of have an empty nest, and I've kind of kept my eyes open for a great opportunity down the road. I always felt like I would get back in the game.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just wasn't sure when that opportunity would present itself. So fortunately for me, the Bob Jones opportunity came about, and you know, I'm so thankful to the administration and the Board of Education, our superintendent, Dr. Fowler, for giving me this opportunity.
Did this opportunity come sooner than you were expecting? Like, did you sort of see this and say, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Maybe I should go now. I wasn't expecting to go now, but maybe this is a good sign.
Well, you know, I felt like I had a 3-year window. you know, having been in administration. I felt like I had a 3-year window to kind of get my feel of to see whether or not this is really what I really wanted to do. I learned a lot from an instructional side. I've learned a lot from the management of a high school on a day-to-day operations. But deep down inside, you know, there's still, I felt like there was a void that was missing. Every day I went home, it just felt like there was something else I needed to be doing. I haven't spent so many of my years coaching basketball. So I was looking for the right opportunity. I wasn't necessarily looking for a job, but this just happened to come about. And I felt like that I would be the best fit. And, I approached the administration and asked them if they'd be interested in considering me for the position. And I felt like there was not a better coach at that time than myself. Obviously, yeah, having been there 2 years and understanding.
You're already in the house.
Yes.
You've been a coach up here forever.
Yeah, and the day-to-day operation, the understanding the logistics of the school, and knowing the kids especially.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that relationship in itself, I feel like, will be the perfect fit. But, you know, for me right now, it's not necessarily about wins and losses. You know, I think we've got to take a program that has struggled the last few years. I think we've got some decent personnel. But right now it's going to be so important for us to be able to implement a system of play to get our guys to buy in and believe. And our biggest word this year is accountability. We need to hold each other accountable every single day on the court and off the court. Players to coaches, coaches to players, you know, parents to coach players, and parents to kids. So accountability is going to be so important. So if we can establish a level of discipline, I think it's going to give us an edge somewhere, hopefully, in January. I don't see us being very good early on, just to be honest with you, because I only had 11 days this summer. I've got nine of my 15 players are football guys that are very good football players. So I've got 6 guys in the gym right now. And at a 7A level, that's going to be difficult to compete with early on.
I can only imagine. And you know, you talk about the schedule for high school for Alabama, adding that week zero, trying to move things just back a little bit. You're still talking, you know, first week of playoffs, you know, getting into, if they get to the state championship round, you're talking first week of December. While guys are still focusing on football, you guys are starting in mid-November.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to sort of build up that rapport and that team atmosphere and try to get them into a system, because you're an up-tempo kind of guy.
Right.
So to try to get them in just a couple of weeks, I mean, you're going to be a January-type team.
Absolutely. And that's what I said. I you know, I've talked to our administration, and I've tried to get them to understand, just because they hired me doesn't mean there's going to be instant success. You know, there's going to be there's going to have to be a lot of work that's put in. And I said, going in, changing a mindset, trying to change a culture, our way of doing things. I'm not going to let winning and losing define us early on. I'm just not. So we've got to be patient and just hope come February that we can start to turn the corner and maybe become a pretty good basketball team that can compete and give our chance give ourselves a chance to get into the postseason play and hopefully the regional tournament.
Did you have to buy a new whistle, or did you have one retirement you brought out of retirement? Or
I had to dig off a deep, man. I had to go in the garage, and I had to pull out a few things and still had a few spider webs on them, you know, dry erase boards and dry erase pens. And I did not have a whistle. I actually had to call a rep and get me a whistle. I usually chew them all up.
Okay.
During the course of a year or so, you know, it probably was very useless anyway at the end of the season. But I am so excited about this opportunity, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I can't wait till we tip this thing up and get going, and hopefully we can bring a level of excitement to our Bob Jones community, to our fans and our administration. I think it's going to be a tremendous way of playing. I think people are going to be excited about the way we play. Obviously, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be up tempo. You know, we're going to press end to end. We're going to try to get your seat belts on. That's all I can tell you, because it's going to be really fast. May not be pretty, but it's going to be fast.
He's Coach Luther Tiggs of the boys basketball team here at Bob Jones, and no reason why there couldn't be some success here. Great facilities, great team, great support staff around them. Everybody wants to see that team do well, and wants to see you do well, Coach, as well. Coach, I appreciate the time coming up here. November 11th, first game against Lee Huntsville.
Yes, sir.
Home game?
It is a home game.
Home game, November 11th. Bob Jones tips it off. Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank
you. Take care.
Luther Tiggs, the new boys basketball coach here at Bob Jones. I mainly know him from Buckhorn days from like late 90s because, you know, go Bucks, right? Go Bucks. Actually also coached here at Sparkman for like a decade. Got to, I think, state finals here at Sparkman in the mid-2000s. So a whole bunch of region championships, whole bunch of really everything. For the new head coach of the Bob Jones Patriots. We are going to take a timeout. We're going to take a four-minute break. When we come back, we'll get you set for the second half. Got some stats for you from the first half and let you know who is doing what. Four-minute timeout here. You're listening to Bob Jones Football exclusively on The Ump, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
Back live here in Harvest, Alabama, where the Patriots lead 34-13. It is a floodgate of a second quarter for both these teams. One team cannot stop the sieve of water and football coming through their team. The other team, the Bob Jones Patriots, are pouring it on. Arky Shea here, joined by Seth Hagan. And Seth, that was a second quarter that we were not expecting quite the output for the Patriots. We know how good Bob Jones is, and we know how Sparkman has struggled this in his basically last 10 years, in basically his entire history. But this is not the second quarter I can imagine Chris Cagle would have wanted for his team at Sparkman.
It seemed like everything just went wrong at the same time. They just could not put anything together, whether it was an interception or a punt block, and both those things happened twice. Things just went wrong, and Murphy's Law ruled, really, in the second quarter for the Senators here at home. They'll look to work some things out. Their offense was moving, a couple of bright spots, 150 yards total offense from their guy at quarterback, Devin Kimbrough. And, of course, the little guy, Garrett Bodine, was a shining spot, running and pat, and also a receiving threat, but it doesn't mean anything if you continuously turn the ball back over to your opponent and do it in the fashion that the Senators have been doing it. I mean, these are huge game-killing turnovers, and it's put them behind the eight ball now, three touchdowns. That may be a little too much to eclipse here at home.
Last year losing 47-28, not quite the same story from a season ago when Bob Jones was able to pull away. That was mostly Bob Jones getting a couple defensive stops, so to speak, third down, make a punt. This was a complete onslaught in the second quarter of defense for the Patriots. And something we have talked about all season with the Patriots, and Kevin Rose has spoken about, getting off the field on third down. They've gotten off the field on third down a lot tonight, which has been a huge reason why they're up three touchdowns right now.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. And here's the thing. Let's not forget that Bob Jones has been stopped within 20 yards of scoring another touchdown in Sparkman territory. I mean, this thing could be blown sky high, wide open. So they have to – Sparkman just has to look at this opportunity as a chance to – look, we were there. We know we can play with this team, but we have to play solid football, and we cannot turn the ball over, especially here at home. We got to get the crowd – to get back into this game somehow.
It is a big hole to come out of for the Sparks and Senators. We'll see if they can do it. Has some numbers from the first half. Isaiah Hatchett, 7 carries, 23 yards, and a touchdown. Jalen Williams, 6 for 17. Brady Paulson was 6 of 7 for 167 yards and 2 touchdowns. Demontrez Brown, 2 catches for 103 yards and a touchdown. That's pretty good. That'll help you out.
That'll do it.
If you can average 51.5 for a catch, that's probably going to help you out.
Yeah.
Some numbers from not only the first half and what's happening around the area. There are two teams in Region 4 that have not lost a game yet this season. It's crazy. We're only in Week 4. Only two teams. One of those is Sparkman here tonight, and the other is Hewitt Trussville. Hewitt right now, late in the second, leads Grissom 42-13. So that looks like that's going to continue on.
Yeah.
For the Hewitt Trussville Huskies, who Bob Jones will see not too long. James Clemens, by the way, looking for their first win of the season. And hard to believe we would be saying that just a few weeks ago. But they are looking for that first win of the season against Gadsden City. They're tied at 7. at the half. So some region matchups. Grissom, guess, you know, Grissom and Bob and Sparkman have been similar issues as far as not being very good. Grissom just doesn't even look like they're getting close to turning the corner. Right. So it's unfortunate to see them that way. Bob Jones will have next up Huntsville, Florence, and then Hewitt Trustful on the road coming up for the next three games. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the second half here from you for you from Harvest, Alabama, as the Bob Jones Patriots lead 34-13. 2 minute timeout here. Bob Jones up with by three touchdowns. You're listening to the home of the Patriots on Sports Radio 730 1039 The Up, exclusively brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Back to the booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagan. Bob Jones Football is on the ump.
We're coming to you live from Harvest, Alabama, where it is a beautiful night for some high school football here in the state of Alabama as we get region play underway. And the great thing about region play is that all these games basically mean two of what they would normally mean, Seth. And it's such a great night to be out here at Senator Stadium to check out what Sparkman has done with their program. And it really has been remarkable what they've done in just the third season for Chris Cagle. Despite that second quarter, which can make this game look disastrous and does put them on the fast track to their first loss of the season, does not take away from how that offense has looked in the first half thus far.
Yeah, you may want to burn the game tape, but you still have to glean the positives from what happened. You took Bob Jones right down the field on defense twice, but you had a couple of turnovers, and it really kind of undoes that. But you've still got playmakers making plays. Devin Kimbrough is running all over the field, has over 75 yards rushing, and that's not easy to do. That's not easy to do. So he's playing well. You just got to settle down and play good, just turnover-free football stuff. You can't have these mental errors, and you. 250-yard returns by A.J. Harris. I mean, that should never happen, especially twice in a row to a guy who you know is going to be a D1 athlete. You know that for a fact. Those two interceptions in Bob Jones' territory, that just cannot happen if you're trying to stay competitive. And, of course, the two block punts ring the loudest in this game. Plays that really turned this game from a really competitive game in the first quarter into a blowout in the half.
Sparkman will receive the ball to start the second half, which is good news for them because they could use a nice, strong opening statement here in quarter number three as the Patriots lead 34-13, which is a few moments away from getting underway here in the third quarter of play. Again, a beautiful night, not a cloud in the sky, or at least that I can see. It's dark now, so I can't really see anything happening out there above the horizon. So the Patriots will get set to kick. Ian Krawowski will come on and kick for the Patriots, who has been doing a whole lot of pooch kicking for Bob Jones, which has been effective since the last time they kicked it to Garrett Bodine, who happened to make the pay with a 21-yard return earlier in the game. Imagine expect more opportunities for pooch kicking, as Bob Jones would love to be able to see that defense of theirs come out and play well again. Bodine out there to return, as is the tailback tonight, Hunter Gibson. Also back to receive is number 31, Dale Pettis.
Wouldn't be surprised to see it go right back to Clinard like it has the last three kicks.
Karaski puts this one up again. That one comes to Bodine, who comes up to the 40, comes near side to the 45. Got to get to the corner. Can he do it? To the 45 of Bob Jones, to the 40. The 35 to the 30. The 25, he's chased out. Chased out by the Patriots at the 25-yard line. A great return to start the second half, and exactly what Sparkman needed, a spark early.
And the direct opposite of what Bob Jones needed. A good kick by Krawowski, but that pooch went just a little bit too far. And you just cannot put the ball in the hands of this Bodine kid. He is lightning in a bottle.
Return of 45 starts the Senators off in Bob Jones territory here in the third quarter. Devin Kimbrough will come back on. Kimbrough, just a junior, 6'1", 175. Puts two receivers to the near. two to the far, and the one tailback to the right of him on the near hash mark is Hunter Gibson. Kimbrough looks to the sideline to get the call, brings a man in motion. That's Parker. We'll fake to him, go to Gibson to the 25, to the 20, up the middle of the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown. Hunter Gibson, 25 yards, up the gut. Exactly how the Patriots did not want to start this half. Number 32 goes for 25 yards and a touchdown.
No time to rest on their laurels now for Bob Jones. It's clearly looking like it's going to turn into a shootout. Boy, you just cannot let those kind of things happen. You let Bodine come sideline to sideline on you on the kick, and then a big hole open on your defensive line. And so now Spartman with 20, just a couple of touchdowns, and this game is not over by a long stretch. Senators at home picking up momentum.
Bob Jones, 34, Sparkman, 20, 11, 43 to go in the third. Quick timeout. Bob Jones, Patriots football on the ump. Brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
He has an overbite that makes him look like a cartoon character. A slightly crooked eye and an uncommonly wrinkly neck. In the right light, he can look a little like a garden gnome. And he'll wear a bow tie just because. Sure, you might call him a little quirky. But that's exactly what makes him so perfect. Tuna is a 3-year-old Chihuahua Dachshund mix with more than 700,000 followers on Instagram, and it all started because he was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Tuna, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones football on the ump.
Bring it back live here to Harvest, as you don't need much math to do that one. One play, 25 yards, touchdown. Hunter Gibson, number 32, goes for 25 and the 6. Here comes the kick for the Patriots to receive. That one goes out of bounds. A little pooch kick number tried on the far sideline. It is not going to work out for the Sparkman Senators, and the Patriots will have great positioning to start their first drive of the second half.
See, the whole idea behind a pooch is to actually keep it in bounds. Have the other team catch the ball. That time looked more like an onside kick gone awry, and Bob Jones will be the beneficiary of it. They'll probably have the ball perhaps in Sparkman territory, or it looks like we're just going to have a re-kick.
They'll make them re-kick, which is surprising to me as the officials are talking to Coach Cagle. Throws, the Patriots look like they're ready to bring on their offense. Senators are trying to keep on their kicking team. It's confusing to me why that is. They are going to take off the kicking team now. The Patriots will start at the 40, so they'll get that figured out. I would wonder why you'd even get the option to be able to I understand getting the option to re-kick, but why even give it to them when we can start the 40? So the Patriots will start the 40 with two receivers coming to the near side. Isaiah Hatchett is the tailback. Sam Barnes and Makai Stewart here on the near side. One receiver far side. Brad Anderson set up as another tailback just behind his left tackle. Quick handoff goes to Hatch, straight up the middle to the 45, to the 47. He spins off the 49-yard line. That looks like it'll be just short of a first down by about a yard, less than that. Hatchett goes for 9. That's 9 for 9. It's second down and short.
Hatchett building on what he got started in the first half. Started off really trying to push it right up the middle. Didn't work a couple of times, but now he is really getting through that seam and breaking out for big runs.
Quick handoff again goes to Jalen Williams, this time left side. Good block over there by the Patriots. He'll get all the way to the 40-yard line where he'll be stopped. That's a gain of 11 for Jalen Williams. And another first down for the Patriots. 20 yards on the first two carries.
Bob Jones looks like they're going right back to that same formula. Run middle, one left. Really seems to be gashing this defensive of Spartman, and it looks like they have still not caught their breath from that second quarter.
Man comes in motion. They'll fake it to him. Go to Isaiah Hatcher, left side again. Good open field tackle in the backfield before Isaiah Hatcher goes back to the line of scrimmage. Good tackle for the Senators. Patriots will be second down and 10.
Yeah. Don't tell Ethan Casselberry that the defense is running out of breath. That man is still mad from a couple of punt blocks in the first half.
Second down and 10, 34-20. The Patriots lead. Sparkman with the ball right now on the center side of the 50. Hatchett, the lone tail back to Polson. Getting a lot of carries today. First carries of the season he's getting. Quick handoff goes to Hatchett, left side. Brady Polson is down at the 45, and that's a good call. Brady Polson had to go to his knee to get the low snap before he could get the handoff. Good call by the back official, which is the referee. That's a five-yard loss. Just poor form there for the snap. Make it third down and long.
That's too bad right there. A couple of really good run plays off to start this drive. Then a couple of negative plays bring you right back. Still a couple plays, though, to make up for lost time.
At the 45 come the Patriots. Two receivers left, two to the right, one tailback. Whistle on the field. Far sideline is calling for it. The far sideline official is. So it's a pointing at Sparkman. Or maybe the left side of the Patriots line. Hard to tell. No real indication has been given what the call is. Here in quarter number three, Patriots up 34-20.
Interesting thing to note here. The Senators have now dropped two deep safeties back into the back of their defense. They are absolutely not going to allow a big play. I know I said that, and they had two massive plays right after that, but they are really dedicating themselves to these two deep safeties to keep every single play that Bob Jones has in front of them.
Still no call from the officials as they huddle just at the Sparkman Senators logo at midfield. Right behind the Patriots offensive line, they stand. All four officials are there trying to figure out what this call is going to be. We're right there with you, folks. Whatever it is, it's cleared up with no penalty, no anything called. 10 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Third
what
down
has
15.
Happened?
Patriots split out those four receivers. One tailback to the right of Polson. Polson looks, fires over the middle to Mekhi Stewart. It's caught. Caught by Mekhi Stewart at the 25-yard line. Needed 15. Got it himself 22. First down, Patriots.
Mekhi Stewart has been waiting for that route to come to fruition for him. He's been open across the middle a couple of times. Both times Polson has overthrown him. That time, put it right in the numbers. Great throw from Polson.
Inside the 25, the Patriots go. Another big third down conversion. Quick toss to Cameron Caba-Williams. Left side he goes. Tackled after a gain of about three over that left side. They're really starting to hit behind Kendall Randolph and company. And not a bad set of guys to look for. So Cameron Caba-Williams will get himself a couple on that one. Make it second down and eight for the Patriots. Three now to the right for the Patriots. Jalen Williams, juicy the tailback. Trying to spread the love around carries wise. That's the Rose philosophy. Quick handoff to Williams. Tried to cut left. Now it has to go cut back outside of the 20. Gets inside the 20 to the 18. Dragged down from behind. Around the 18-yard line. Sneaky carry of about 6 yards there. Make a third down at about two.
Juicy's done a good job of finding the edge and exposing the Sparkman defense once he gets to the outside. Nice little 5-6 yard run brings up a very manageable third and two.
They'll give him all the way to the 16-yard line, so give him 7 on that carry instead. Two to the left, two to the right. Your tailback, Isaiah Hatchett, the tailback lone by himself. He comes to the right of Polson. Third down and short. Polson looks, fires over the middle, looking again in double coverage. It is caught. Oh, no, it's incomplete.
He almost caught that
wow,
right on the dome of the defender.
That.
Wow.
That was an ill-advised throw by Brady Polson, and Mekhi Stewart almost comes up with it. Instead, it's fourth down and short, and see what the Patriots want to do here. Looks like they're going to go for a field goal. Ian Korowski will come up. This will be from 33, maybe 34 by the time they set it up, which will be his long of the season, which is long of the season right now. It's 0.
I was about to say, this is his first kick, isn't it? Long last, Mr. Korowski getting the chance to put up some real points on the board.
Riley on to hold. Korowski set the kick, far near hash mark. Kick is up. Field goal is up. The attempt is up. The attempt is no good. Just to the right of the upright. Kurowski almost curved that one back in, just could not. So it'll be 34-20, a big stand there for the defense of the Sparkman Senators. And now they will bring up Devin Kimbrough and company back on their own 20-yard line with 8 minutes to go in quarter number three.
Much how we started the first quarter, a critical fourth down stop in their own territory for Sparkman. Also scored a touchdown on their very first drive. So up 7-0 to start the first and second half. Can they turn things around?
Man in motion. Does not matter. Kimbrough will keep it. He is bottled up behind the line of scrimmage to the 19-yard line. That's a loss of 1 yard line. A great defensive effort by the defensive line, all four of them, including Cade Kohler. His linebacker spot came up and made a play, too. So Kimbrough loses a yard on that one. Will bring up second down and long. See how much they want Rondell Cole to come back in motion. They will from right to left. They'll fake to both of them. Kim actually will hand off to Gibson, who does get to the right side. He gets the gain of 5 of 6 now to the 27-yard line. So that's a gain of now 8. Give him 8 on the carry on that one. Good, tough yard for Gibson.
Gibson is a tough, strong runner. We saw it on that 25-yard scamper he just had for a touchdown at the beginning of the quarter. He's a big man to bring down. You're going to have to gang tackle this man to bring him down.
Third down and about 4. Option, toss near side to Gibson. Gibson goes back up the middle to the 40-yard line. He hustles to tackle there at the 40. He needed 4. He got about 9 to the 39. First down.
And now Sparkman out of the deep dredges of their own territory out here now at 39. Looking to get a little momentum going here at home. Very familiar to the first half.
High snap again. Bobbled to the backfield by Parker. Parker tried to get wide. He can't do it. Cade Kohler back in the backfield, stopping him all the way back at the 35-yard line. That's a loss of 4. That all started with a bobble snap. And a bobbled exchange from Kimbrough to Parker.
Yeah, they try to get Chase Parker going again to the outside. He had the speed, but just that half-second bobble cost them big and allowed Cade Kohler and the rest of the linebacker core to catch up.
Two receivers will stack on either side on top of each other. Back in motion. Direct snap goes to number 80. Rondell Cole back at the 29-yard line. That's another loss.
Jayshon Hawley this time breaking through for his tackle for loss and the sack. A very critical sack forces Kimbrough into his longest third down and distance in the entire game. This is where you have to seize the moment if you're the Bob Jones defense. You got to force the rookie quarterback into a tough situation, force a mistake.
Loss of 6 will make it second down and about 20-ish to go. Kimbrough runs it to the back of his own man, and the drop back looks to throw a screen to Gibson, completes it up to the 36-yard line, gets about 2 yards shy of the original line of scrimmage, fourth down. So a little screen pass, hoping to bust something with Gibson. Can't do it. A gain of about 8 on that one. It'll be fourth down. And we've seen what the punt situation has been like so far. We have a new punter in. It's your quarterback, Kimbrough. Kimbrough gets the snap, gets the quick punt. This one is high and a decent punt. Fair catch called for by Sam Barnes, who gets away from it as it bounces at the 30, now rolls inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. So finally a punt that goes off without a hitch, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Patriots with 4:56 to go here in quarter number 3. So Bob Jones looks to get things going back again. Last week only rushing for 10 yards against James Clemens. Quite the different story tonight. It has been basically a Bob Jones free-for-all. They've been able to get big chunks of yards rushing and passing the ball tonight. And it's really been an offense that we've seen over the last few seasons be balanced out of that shotgun set.
Yeah, this is a team that's used to spreading it around. They're trying to do that right now, but the run game is just not getting going. So to their credit, they are making plays through the air. Mekhi Brown, one of those guys, Mekhi Stewart, out there making plays. He's already got 3 or 4 receptions on the night. Of course, you can't talk about this game without talking about the big man, DeMontrez Brown, hauling in over 100 yards worth of catches just in a couple of receptions. So it'll be nice to see him break out again, but thinking with that two deep safeties, they're definitely rolling the guy over on DeMontrez.
Patriots come back out as the Heat timeout has been taken and has expired. Sam Barnes to the near side being blanketed one-on-one by Del Pettis. Two receivers to the left and one tailback. Folsom brings a man in motion, fakes to him, goes to Jalen Williams over the left side. He gets almost to the line of scrimmage. He may lose a half a yard on that one. It'll be second down and 10.
It's been tough going all night for Bob Jones running the ball. They did find something along that left side, but it's, I don't know, it's just been tough, especially here in this first half. The offense has been stifled quite a bit.
Patriots with four receivers. Brady Paulson awaits the snap with three receivers to his right. With the 34-20 lead here on the road in Harvest. Paulson gets the snap, throws over to Cameron Cobb Williams in the slot. He goes upfield to the 25. Gets through about three on the carry and on the catch. At least third down and long.
All right. Now it's time for Paulson to gotta give the man time. That's first off. Once he gets that time, just look through your options. He's got a lot of weapons, and everybody's really eager to get the ball. Once again, Sparkman drops back two safeties.
Third down and 8 for the Patriots. One tailback in the formation. Shotgun is Paulson. Gets the snap. Quick looks left, throws left for Mekhi Stewart. Is deflected, almost caught off the deflection by Mekhi Stewart. And instead, that'll just be incomplete. Could have been really bad and then really good. Instead, it's completely nothing.
A bit of an emotional roller coaster there. Nathan Downs, good looking for him. Tipped that ball, but that could have been disastrous. It almost got to Mekhi, and he had another 5 yards in front of him. Easy first down.
So the Patriots will set up to punt the first time tonight. John Riley comes on to do the honors for the Patriots. Back to return are Gibson and Garrett Bodine. Riley calls for the kick, gets it left foot. This one high and short. It bounces at the 50. It's finally grabbed by the Patriots. Looks like that's number 6, Jaquarius Pelmer, who stops that one. And it bounced basically right to him at the 47-yard line. If he had not been in the way, he could have bounced maybe another 4 or 5 yards. But it came right to him. It was hard for him to get out of the way. All so right. First and 10 for Sparkman, down 34-20 with 3:27 to go. Third quarter action from Harvest, Alabama.
First and third quarters eerily similar here. I wonder if we're setting up for more fireworks in the fourth quarter. Hopefully we are. But right here, Sparkman with one of their shortest fields
at their own 47. Low snap picked up by Kimbrough, off to Gibson, up the middle to the 50. It'll get about 2. Second down and 8.
Big tackle by there by David Foster coming off the edge. Brought down the big man, and that's not easy to do. But he is also a very big man. Mr. 94 sitting at 6'2", 230.
Chris Kegelin's fifth year as a head coach came from Walter Welborn. Now the pass over to Hunter Gibson, making a couple Patriots miss to the 30, to the 20, knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line, give him the 12, actually to the 11. Wow, he said he fell forward all the way there. A.J. Harris in pursuit. Flag back in the backfield of the offense. There may be holding, or maybe the Senators are signaling that it's on the Patriots. As a block in the back, it's actually on the Senators.
Wow.
So it's on the Senators, block in the back, and that is a crucial mistake as it negates a 40-yard catch and go. Too bad for the Senators. It'll be now second down and long.
Yeah, Senators' biggest play from scrimmage on that one, and Hunter Gibson was really getting going. I tell you what, if he got the ball on that next play, he might have gone right back into the end zone for his second touchdown of the quarter. But now Bob Jones giving a very very good spot here, second and long, once again forcing Kimbrough into a very uncomfortable situation as a dual threat quarterback.
Back at their own 40, they go. Look like it was called on number 88, Hunter Gunn. Quick handoff goes to Bodine, who spins after being hit in the backfield. It gets to the 42-yard line.
So that's an interesting call, sending Bodine right up the middle. You know that your players do their best in space, and you're really playing right into the Patriots' hands right there.
Third down and about 16, maybe 17 at the 41-yard line of the Senators. They started this drive at their own 48. Had to get the Patriots 42, which is where Jay Hawthorne, that free safety, stands. Lurking about, made a couple of big hits and big plays tonight already. Third and long, five receivers set out. Kimbrough steps up in the pocket. He is sacked. Sacked by the Patriots. And back there is number 95, Ashton Smith. The big defensive lineman gets Kimbrough from behind. He only loses about two. But more importantly, the down is over.
Ashton Smith finishing the play, but it all really started with Jayshon Holley getting back there for the second time. He had his first sack, first tackle for loss of the year. Now forcing Kimbrough to come in, to step up into the pocket. That played him right into the hands of Ashton Smith. Great play by the defensive line on a crucial third and long.
Kimbrough hit hard, so we'll see our third punter of the night. Nathan Gunn comes out there to punt for the Sparkman Senators. And this one will be kicked. It's high, also short, but over the middle of the field. It bounces just inside the 40 of the Patriots to the 39-yard line. You don't get to see a lot of three punter rotations going, but Kimbrough took a big hit from Ashton on that third down play. And obviously you want to get him a little bit of rest if you can, because you're still only down two scores. The Patriots will set up from their own 39-yard line. Chris Cagle, as I said, former Bob Jones offensive coordinator, 11-31 overall as a coach. He spent 2 years at Walter Wellborn before he became Sparkman assistant. Then a Bob Jones OC in 12-13, and 3 years since, he's been with Sparkman as a head coach. Mekhi Stewart comes in motion, takes the handoff left side. He gets 5, he gets 10, he gets 13, maybe 15. He's in Sparkman territory, but there is a flag on the field back where the cut was made by Mekhi Stewart.
Yeah, but I think this one's coming back, Arky, unfortunately. Good job to get Stewart out in space, but bit of a hold there, so that's going to put Bob Jones in an unwanted position, first and 20.
So the Patriots called for a holding, and it'll make it, as you mentioned, first down and 20 back at their own 29-yard line instead. Actually, make it first down and 19. They'll spot it at the 30. Hard to see who that was on. We don't really get numbers here unless it's obvious here in high school football. Two receivers near to the far, including Mekhi Stewart and Demontrez Brown. One tail back is Juicy Williams. Polson awaits the snap. Quick handoff to Williams near side. They'll whistle it dead. I was surprised it didn't happen sooner. Jalen Williams leaned forward and false started. And it looks like false started.
Started.
Past tense of started.
It sounds weird, but it's correct technically.
So Jalen Williams with the false start goes all the way back now to the 25-yard line. So instead of first down and 10, and then instead of first down and 19, it'll be first down and 24.
Things are starting to get really interesting here in this third quarter.
Patriots lead 34-20 over Sparkman. The handoff goes to Williams' left side, tries to cut back in the middle, has to spin around. He gets two missed tackles there by the Senators, but he does get knocked down at the 27-yard line. So it'll be a gain of about two for the Patriots.
Got to give it up to Sparkman. Ever since this third quarter opened, they have not allowed anything on that left side where Kendall Randolph had been dominating them previously. To their credit, have not given up a single touchdown or even a big run at this point.
Second down and 22. Patriots going from our left to our right. You're right. It's been a great defensive adjustments here in the third quarter so far by Chris Cagle's company. Olsen gets the snap. Quick throw over the left side. It is caught by Brown. He's over the middle of the 50 to the 45 of the Senators to the 43-yard line. Big catch and go. That's a huge target. We talked about his size being 6'2". They needed 22 yards on that one. Give them 28.
Demontrez Brown does not get out of bed for anything less than 15 yards. The man is a big bruiser, and it was just a matter of time before he worked himself back into the deep, or back into the offense.
Inside the Senators 45 come the Patriots with under 20 seconds to go now here in quarter number three. Brady Paulson looks like he will have to run one play. I'd be surprised if it wasn't a run to Isaiah Hatchett, who's right behind him. It will be. Hatchett looks left side. Got to come up field. He wants the space. He can't. He's dragged down on that far boundary. Another great tackle by one of our favorite names of the night, number 52, Edgar Montoya. And that looks like it'll be end of quarter number three. So at the end of the third quarter, Bob Jones leads 34-20. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. The fourth quarter of play from Harvest, Alabama, as the Bob Jones Patriots lead the Sparkman Senators 34-20. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football on the Ump, exclusively brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on the Ump.
We're back live here. One play into the third quarter. The Sparkman Senators scored to make it 34-20 with 11:43 to go. Since then, it has been antlers, nostrils, gouging, tough, hard-nosed, fought defense on both sides of the ball, and we have seen
don't forget the crickets
of defense. Second down and 10 for the Patriots, going now from the right to the left at the 43 of Sparkman, up 34-20, looking to put one more on the board. Pulse a quick handoff to Hatchett. Hatchett leaps over the defenders to the 40-yard line. Somehow he's going to get about two on that one. There were a couple of black jerseys in the backfield being cut down by Bob Jones, including being cut down by Tucker Walters there, and Ethan Ganoush, the Grissom transfer. Run for Isaiah 4-2, make it third down in a long seven.
Montrezl Brown lined up on the left side here on third and long.
He's set up. He's hand in the dirt, set up as the tight end. Tailback is Hatchett. Quick handoff goes to Hatchett. Comes left side. Tries to cut inside to the 36-yard line. He goes, stays in bounds. And that may have been more about what that was about. Keep the clock moving. See if you can get something over there. So it's fourth down and two, making it a manageable. And the Patriots look like they will punt, which is not something we hear a lot from Bob Jones. But it looks like the Patriots feel like they're okay with how their defense is playing.
Absolutely. And this is a really good chance for Bob Jones to pin Sparkman back deep in their own territory and maybe force one last final turnover. And that could be the end of things.
John Riley set up for the punt. He's going to keep it. He's going to keep it over the left side. He's going to run right into his lineman. He is down at the 34-yard line. That is close to the first down marker, maybe just short.
So close.
John Riley with the keeper running right into the rear end of the left side of the offensive line. Where it's marked on the near side, it looks like it is short. We may get a measurement, and we will get a measurement. So the Patriots looking to get tricky. The keeper there for Riley will await the measurement. They had to get to the 33-yard line, really. Looks like they're just placed outside the 33. So we'll see where this is at.
Interesting move by Coach, trying to seal the game off right then and there. He may have opened up a can of worms if this thing does not go for a first down.
Get the measurement. It is a first down. It is a first down just by the tip of the ball. A first down for the Patriots. Man, did they cut that one close. The home faithful do not like the spot, but I can't argue much with it. It looked like that's right around where the knee of John Riley went, as he did not go forward much. He went to the side afterwards. It was close. It was going to be close the entire time, and the Patriots get the first down at the 33.
Good call by Coach Rice. Now his offense here with a chance to put the nail in the coffin.
So the Patriots now will come out as the clock shows 10:23 and counting. Hatchett is the tailback to the right. Two receivers to that right. Folsom looks, fires deep down the right of the field for Sam Barnes. Incomplete. Incomplete, looking for Sam Barnes, who had gotten past the defender, gotten past two of them, but incomplete.
Tough play right there. Barnes did a really good job finding his way in between his man and the safety. Had a nice little window, but just a little bit overthrown by Pulse. And we know he has a tendency to do that, but he really has played a great game so far tonight. And a very good follow-up to last week against James Clemens.
Polson will split out his receivers, three to the right, one to the left. That's DeMontrez Brown now getting double coverage. Quick handoff to Williams will go right side. Cuts up the middle to the 30, to the 29-yard line. They'll give him about four, make it third down and a manageable six. So third down and six for the Patriots and company inside the 30 of the Senators. Leading 34 to 20 in this battle of Bob Jones, number six in the ASWA seven A polls. Quick toss to Makai Stewart, looks to the boundary to get to the 30, cuts inside to the 25, wrangled about to the 24, maybe to the 24, close to the 24. It's inside the 25, not quite the 24, which is right around where the first down marker is at. As he got a little help from his friends in black who were spinning him around and tackling him forward. So we'll be third down and very short, fourth down and very short, I should say, as that rush was for five, a very generous five, fourth down and very short to go. Brad Anderson in now as a tailback, so is Jalen Williams. One receiver, DeMontrez Brown, as your tight end on the left, 8:51 and counting. Polson. No hurry to snap it. Looks to get the play. They got what they want. Gets the snap. Hand off to Anderson. To the left side. Busts right into the mouth of a couple of Senator defenders, but he does get enough for the first down. A gain of about a yard and a half when he only needed half a yard. Boy, some tough running there on that left side. I mean, that left side is earning it here in the second half.
Yeah, they took on a linebacker that was easily 3-4 inches and 30 pounds bigger than him. Brandon Anderson showing he is not afraid, lowered his shoulder, and gave that linebacker a nice pop for a first down.
Get the official call of a first down. And the drive continues for the Patriots. This will be play number 11 on this drive. Play number 11. Two to the left, two to the right. Are your receivers set? Isaiah Hatch at the tailback. Cameron Cobb-Williams in the near slot. Makai Stewart in the far slot. DeMontrez Brown comes in motion, pops it over to him. He's looking to gain to the corner. He's got space to the 5, 10, 15 yards on the carry to the 10-yard line. Another big first down as DeMontrez Brown using that big body, getting one of his first carries of the season.
DeMontrez Brown with his fourth catch and his fourth first down catch of this game. That was actually more of a toss run, but again, showing the speed, of course, the physicality. I mean, this guy is a load to handle, and I mean, I want to get him to the ball a lot more. I mean, what a frame. This guy can really knock the pins down.
First down and goal inside the 10, just outside the 9. Patriots will come up 6 seconds to get the play. 5, now handoff. Isaiah Hatchett over that right side, inside the 10, inside the 5, inside the end zone. That's a touchdown. 9 yards out again goes Isaiah Hatchett, and that's going to do it. Boy, that is going to be the dagger that's going to keep Sparkman from winning this game and could lead them to the 10th straight loss to Bob Jones in this series. 9 yards out, Isaiah Hatchett.
And credit Kevin Rice right there. I mean, what a great drive, a back-breaking, was it 13, 14-play drive? I mean, what an incredible show of consistency.
That was play 13.
All right. Unlucky there for our Sparkman friends. Kick is up and good for Kurowski. That will make it 41-20 in favor of your Bob Jones Patriots. Bob Jones with their highest scoring half and game of the season here tonight in Harvest.
We're going to take a quick timeout. Bob Jones with that 3-touchdown lead. You're listening to Patriots Football on the Ump, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Back to the booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagan. Bob Jones Football is on the Ump.
We welcome you back live here into Harvest, where the Patriots have just gotten their first touchdown of the second half and extended their lead to 21. Quick squib kick up the middle and is taken and quickly down to the ground is number 88, Nathan Gunn. Patriots 41-20 in a drive that says, we talked about the methodicalness of it. That was 12 plays for the Patriots, with Isaiah Hatchett cashing in for his second touchdown of the game.
Hatchett has been a slow, steady presence in this game. Really excited to see what he can do the rest of the year as Kevin Rice continues to roll out these running backs.
73 yards on the drive. Kimbrough steps up, sacked. Sacked is Kimbrough back, and now it's obviously all hands on deck for the passing game. Is that Gavin Lewis with the sack?
Well,
Gavin
sure
Lewis with the sack for the Patriots, the 6'4 junior defensive lineman. Makes it second down and long all the way back from the 34-yard line. It was at the 39, so.
Haven't called Gavin's name all night, but he is, I tell you what, he's good for a sack almost every single game. That guy is a load.
Kimbrough hands off to Gibson. Gibson tries to come inside, makes a tackle and miss. Stood up at the 40-yard line. That's who? That's Jay Hawthorne. Standing him up at the original line of scrimmage. Jay Hawthorne is a missile out there. And that's the guy people are going to be game planning against the rest of the year. Man, watch out for 4-3 in white.
Hunter Gibson is a mountain of a man. And so for Jay Hawthorne to meet him at peak speed and just stand him up, boy, not a lot of people can do that.
They'll split out four receivers. Will the Senators? Kimbrough looks to pass. Looking, and he's tackled. He was almost sacked. He's going to go forward for about 4 or 5 yards. He's almost sacked, but he will, I say, get forward, make a fourth down at about six. A couple of Patriots there, including number 44, Jayshon Holly, the defensive lineman, in to do damage as well. So it makes it fourth down and about seven. Actually, make it six, and timeout will be called by Spartan. Clock shows 6:19 to go. Last reports, James Clemens 14, Gadsden City 14 in the fourth quarter. Also, last report from Trustful that we've heard, which is Hewitt Trustful, a new member in Region 4, 7A, has the Hewitt Trustful Huskies leading 56-14 over Grissom at the half. It is a lot. So Bob Jones, the Patriots, and Kevin Rose, who is doing a fantastic job of coaching in this game. You know, talked to him earlier today on the Cole Kubrick show about the excitement of the team after getting that win over James Clemens. It was such a hard-nosed and hard-fought victory that you wonder, when a team like Sparkman coming in with so much momentum, four straight victories dating back to last year, being one of only two teams undefeated, I mean, this in Region 4, I mean, this Sparkman team beat Buckhorn last week, which is a really good team. Fourth down and seven. Kimbrough looks to throw over the middle. It is incomplete. No flag thrown. Looked like there could have been a flag thrown, but no flag thrown. Kyle Parker with the defense. Bob Jones will take over. But Sparkman coming in with so much momentum, so much excitement. They're blacking out this game. They're taking on a top 10 team in their home stadium for a second straight year. Really felt like they were getting this program to move around. Devin Kimbrough was getting a lot of attention as a great player. He was our radio station's high school player of the week this last week. So with so much excitement coming into this game, you can really boil this thing down to the second quarter. And
absolutely,
it's such a misstep. It's such a sad moment for Sparkman when they go back and look at this tape to know that they were one really bad quarter away from being in this entire game.
Yeah, first, third, and fourth quarters have all been fairly even. Just the interceptions and the punt blocks all happened in a 12-minute span, and it proved to be the difference.
Jalen Williams giving the carry over the right side. That's a gain of 10, 11. They'll give him 11 from the 44 to the 33-yard line. Well, they'll place that one. Jalen Williams, nice carry there.
Bob Jones is going to just grind this one down. Probably take all four downs. No pressure here. Three touchdowns. Half quarter to go.
6 minutes remain on the clock. Bob Jones with all their timeouts. Chris Cagle and the Sparkman Senators have two. Bob Jones now at the 32-yard line of Sparkman. With a three-touchdown lead, it's fairly academic at this point. Bob Jones now looks to salt away the rest of this game. And for Bob Jones, a great effort, and you can't take away as this ball is given to Jalen Williams. It goes up the middle again for about five more yards. You can't take away that second quarter, to be fair to everybody. We want to say nice things about Sparkman, and they've earned some nice things to be said about them. But you cannot take away that second quarter and what a defensive juggernaut of an effort that was by Bob Jones, getting two blocked punts, one return for a touchdown, and two other interceptions. I mean, it was just a beauty to watch on defense.
Yeah, it was absolutely lights out there. Defense took over, and they've been playing a pretty good game overall. Just a couple of extended drives for Sparkman in this game, but they've done a really good job of quelling the energy that they brought into this game and this home crowd. They really quieted them down in the second half, and they've just been rolling ever since. Very consistent game for Bob Jones, a game that they needed to have on the road to really kind of get that monkey off their back.
And we look at what's coming up next for the Bob Jones Patriots. They will be back home in Madison City School Stadium next week to take on Huntsville, a team that is up and down, to say the very least, but a team that Bob Jones, if they play the way they're playing tonight, not even needing that second quarter explosion, they should be able to be in good position to win another region game next week. More on that in a little bit as the Patriots come back up to the line of scrimmage as the Senators took a timeout. The handoff again goes to Isaiah Hatchett, who looks for the numbers, and he cuts back up the side of the numbers. Inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. That's a carry. It's a gain of a, see, from the 20, yeah, it's a 9-yard carry. So Isaiah gets another first down for the Patriots, stays in bounds, more importantly, and the clock continues to click. Starting to get some substitutions in for the Patriots. Number 87, Jamari Evans comes in for Demontrez Brown. Cameron Coppa-Williams, who's no substitute himself, is on, as is number 85, Wesley Burcham, the 5'10 receiver, is out there. Coppa-Williams comes in motion. A little toss over to him. He looks wide. He wants to cut it back inside at the 15. He'll get to the 15. There'll be a carry of about four. As Sparkman calls their third timeout.
Cobb Williams thought he saw a little hole, but it must have closed up quickly. He decides against the play, chooses to cut in when he had the sideline and a blocker in front of him. But, hey, doesn't hurt as much here in this situation.
We're under 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. The Patriots are going to go to 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in region play, and it's so important because we are smack dab in reach and play for basically the rest of the way almost. Valve Huntsville then Florence with the Janata region game, and then they'll go to Hewitt-Trussville, which is looking like a dandy right now. Gaston City back at home. They'll play Grissom at Alabama A&M at Lewis Cruz Stadium, and then come back home to end the season October 21st against Buckland. So paths are starting to be made here for Region 4 supremacy, as right now looks like the teams that are playing the best are Bob Jones and Hewitt-Trussville. No surprise really there. Just a surprise that James Clemens could go still be winless after tonight against Gaston City. Another handoff to the Isaiah Hatchett. He goes near side and he's knocked out of bounds. There's a flag on the field. He's out of bounds at the 8-yard line. See what that call is right in the neighborhood of holding.
It's interesting. Hatchett had completely passed where the flag was thrown. He had made it to the sideline. Late flag brings this one back for Bob Jones. Maybe they're trying to put the cherry on the sundae here. Maybe just get Kurowski another chance for that first field goal. But this one pushes him right back out of field goal range and into a second and long.
Back to the 21-yard line they'll go. That will be holding. It'll make a second down and about 13. clock goes back into motion with 4:38 to go here in quarter number four. Demontrezl Brown back on for the Patriots. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, one tailback. They'll hand it to that tailback, who's Jalen Williams. Cuts through the first defender and gets up to the 15, to the 14. Tough mudding there for Jalen Williams. Gets all the way up to the 13-yard line. That's a 9-yard carry. Another whistle on the field as Chris Cagle takes his last timeout for the Senators. So a gain of 9 for number 35. We'll make a third down in about 5. Can't imagine much more than another run here, but I've been proven wrong by Kevin Rose before.
Yeah, it looks like he's content to just continue to run this clock down, get his running back some good reps in, and they've really caught, I mean, despite the fact that there hasn't been a lot of scoring here in this second half, I really like how the running backs have just kept everything really consistent, found the edge, and followed their blockers. It's been a very good fundamental second half for them.
Fifth long third down and 5. This also put Bob Jones at 1-1 on the road this season. And despite that loss to Austin, which was just all kinds of funky with the 2-hour
weather
delay,
yes.
It was just an interesting night to be a part of where the game was ending just short of midnight. It has been a terrific start to the season for the Patriots. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, one tailback for Brady Polson. Quick handoff goes to Jalen Williams, running right up the middle to the 10, inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Close to a first down, but not quite enough. It'll be fourth down. Needed to get to the 9. He's just outside the 9. It'll be fourth down, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Bob Jones just try to run this one more time.
Yeah, why not? Just send the bruiser in there one more time, either Hatchett or Williams. Either one has been really doing a good job here, and running right into the teeth of that defense, unafraid.
Clock shows 3:35. The Patriots 41, Sparkman 20. They'll line up. This is their offense in shotgun, in spread formation. Hand off to Williams, the short-handed Williams. Cuts inside, touchdown. Touchdown, Jalen Williams. He goes outside toward the numbers, found a hole inside, and Jalen Williams is in for 6. That is the third 9-yard touchdown run of the game for Bob Jones.
What are the odds?
The first for Jalen Williams. Another 9-yard carry for a touchdown for the Patriots. Will make it now 47-20 with the extra point pending.
41 yards and a touchdown in that one drive by Juicy. Like I say, he just found his momentum there on that very last drive. Him and Hatchett really been hitting those corners very well, and it paid off again. Bob Jones now pushes their season-high point total to 48.
48-20 is the score. So, Seth, before we get set for this next kickoff, tell me your impressions of this game.
Well, it's been an interesting game, but what really just stands out to me are the turnovers and people taking advantage of turnovers. We all know about that second quarter. It was nothing short of astounding, really, with the two blocked punts, the interceptions, and things like that. But overall, Bob Jones has remained the most fundamental, solid team throughout this game, stayed relatively penalty-free, and that puts a lot of pressure on the other team to play perfectly here at home. And they did a good job for that first quarter, but it's just too little and too much for Bob Jones.
Ian Karaski was not on for the extra point. He's not on for the kick here. John Raleigh was on for the kick. He draws a flag. Looked like it may be an illegal procedure for Bob Jones. It looked like they were basically doing what's equivalent to an onside, just to try to, I guess, prevent Garrett Bodine and Hunter Gibson from getting in for the Senators. You wonder if Ian Kowalski is having any issues with that ankle that we've been told about, that has sort of been hampering him from being able to get it all the way back to the end zone. Some of this is also strategy, trying to keep it away from certain players. Corrales, it looks like Korowski tonight may be done, as maybe a number of Patriots, as Riley comes on, as the penalty goes back to the 35. He gets set to kick, and this one is another similar type of deal, almost a mix between a pooch and an onside attempt, a squib kick there, as it's picked up and fallen quickly on by number 80, Rondell Cole. So Sparkman will come back onto the field as the Patriots start bringing on a few replacement players, a few defenders who have not played a lot this season. Not all these names are going to classify as that. Jayshon Holly is on as his number 79. Kevontae Higgins, number 19, is on for Bob Jones. Chris Cobb, number 22. Jadon Hill is in, playing defensive back in the near side, playing corner. Number 13, Lewis Williams, playing in the slot. As we see Kimbrough scramble up the middle, get to the 35, to the 30, before he is wrestled down at the 31-yard line. There is an injured Sparkman player back at midfield. Jaquarius Pelmer, who played such a great game against Dorman in week one, haven't seen a ton of him lately, is playing in right now. Kyle Parker is back there, of course, the guy who's played a lot for the Patriots. Eli Johnston, who's also played a lot back there, playing linebacker. Also looks like in is Luke Koger, the sophomore linebacker, getting some valuable game reps. So starting to get some of these guys in with the team up 4 touchdowns.
Got to hand it to Bob Jones' defense. I believe they have played the most solid of any unit. In this game, whether it be Bob Jones' offense, the offense or defense from Sparkman, they have been consistent. They have been getting tackles for loss. Have allowed very few passes downfield. And coming into this game, I mean, Devin Kimbrough had a whale of a game against Buckhorn. We're talking 25 of 36 for 320 yards. And I don't even believe he has 100 yards passing tonight. Very good, very solid game from Bob Jones on defense. Not only have they forced turnovers, but just really limiting what Devin Kimbrough can do against them and really keeping him contained. Sure, he's come out and squirted out for a couple of big runs, but overall, it has not stood the test of time, and the Patriots' defense has held strong once again.
Injured player was the offensive lineman, Zach Cangelosi, who is a three-star prospect. He walked off under his own power, which is good to hear. Got another flag on the field. Looks like they call it delay of game on that? Could have been delay of game that quickly. Looks like with Devick maybe arguing, how could it be a delay of game that quickly? Looks like it's with the callers.
Number 40, Adam Graham will come in the game and replace Kevontae Higgins.
5 receivers set out, empty formation for Kimbrough, still in. Looks left, will roll left, giving chase to the Patriots. Cuts back over the middle of the field to the right. He is tackled from behind after he gained about 6. Looked like that was Adam Graham who came in.
Yeah, just came in.
Senior getting a tackle, so well played by him. Ends up being a gain of about 3 on the play. Excuse me, about 8.
Tell you what, Jayshon Holly has been in the backfield early and often in this game. Coming into this game, a senior, 6'2", defensive lineman, 200 pounds, really tall, but has been getting back there and winning his matchup.
Kimbrough looks to step up in the pocket, looking downfield, throws near side. It is almost picked off by Parker. Excuse me, that's not Parker. Give credit where it's due. That's Lewis Williams, the 5'9 defensive back, dives for that one. That was an all-effort play. Be 3rd down and long as the Patriots lead 48-20 with 1:55 to go in the ballgame.
Interesting. I'm not sure. We know that they run like a 2-1 offense where the second quarterback will get the 3rd down, but Kimbrough has stayed in this game the entire time. And in order to keep the season going, I don't know. I think I'd take him out just to avoid any late-game injury. No need for that. You're down 4 touchdowns the game is lost. So if you want to continue this momentum that you've got in this offense, I don't know. I'm not sure I would have him out there.
Throwing this side is to Cole. Cole gains about a yard to make it fourth down and about a long six. Three receivers to the left, including Garrett Bodine down to the bottom, include two receivers in the slot is Hunter Gibson. Five receivers for Kimbrough. Kimbrough looks, rolls left. Rolls left, got space in front of him. Now he cuts back to the middle of the field, may lose some of that space. He is tackled inside the 20 to the 19. That is close to a first down. Looks like it's going to be just enough for a first down, they'll call it. So just enough for Kimbrough to continue the sticks and to continue the drive.
Good tackle there by Justin Acock to stop Kimbrough from running into the end zone there. Let's see if we can keep him out of the end zone one more time.
Bob Jones looking impressive here tonight. Going to get more and more momentum toward the top five in the rankings next week, which come out Wednesday nights. Bob Jones, number six this week's poll. New quarterback in, throws over the middle. It is
caught.
It's caught inside the five to the three-yard line. The new quarterback.
That's Hunter Martin, yeah.
Hunter Martin, the 6'2 sophomore, comes in his first pass over the middle and is completed. So a first down for Sparkman. First and goal with two receivers left, two to the right, and one tailback is Bodine. Option near side, he'll toss over to Bodine, cuts inside the five to the two, spins around. Does he get inside the one? Does he get to the end zone? He does. Touchdown, Bodine. Touchdown, Garrett Bodine will make this hurt a little less. Make it 48-26. Sure, I remind you that last year's score was 47-28.
That is eerie.
It is very strange how this has gone tonight. Bob Jones scoring seven touchdowns tonight. It almost equals what they've had the first three games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two-point conversion attempt. Two left, two right, one tailback. Quick throw back in the end zone. It is incomplete. Incomplete. Martin thought he had it. He led him just a little too far as he was diving out of bounds to try to make the catch. So it's 48-26. Onside kick coming. So we look forward to what's happening next week, and let's go ahead and tell you where we will be next week. We will be back in Madison City School Stadium in Madison, Alabama, as the Patriots will take on the Huntsville Panthers, who played last night. I think they played against Buckhorn last night.
Okay.
I think Buckhorn got the win in that matchup against Huntsville. So lots to talk about again next week for the Panthers and the Patriots.
I believe that's and we open up a two-game homestand, correct? Next game is at home as well?
Yep, homecoming against Florence. At a region, they'll go against Florence, who's got quite a team. They got some good players, including one who is a Michigan commit on that ball club for the Florence Falcons. So that'll be coming up in 2 weeks. Next week is Huntsville. Onside kick, guys. I assume we are waiting here for the Senators, as the Patriots are playing for that as well. Coming up in just a minute, we'll give you the player of the game and the drive of the game. And then we'll head out to some programming from CBS and from the NFL, Westwood One. Onside kick comes near side. Ball is recovered by Demontrez Brown. And the Patriots have it. Jay Hawthorne is having all kinds of fun out there. Not only is he pointing which way the ball goes to, which is for the Patriots, but he's flailing back and forth. He's dancing with it. He knows they came in here and they got a big win, and they really were able to shut Sparkman up after tonight because there were some words. Sparkman had a TV station in for their pep rally of the week. We're really excited, obviously, about this game.
And Jay knows that he was one of the biggest contributors in this game. I mean, he came in and was on fire.
Riley is in as the quarterback. He is the backup quarterback. He will hand it off back to the line of scrimmage, maybe to the 49-yard line go the Patriots, and getting that carry of about one is number 26, Cam Pugh. And that will be all she wrote. So that's going to do it for the ball game as the Bob Jones Patriots beat the Sparkman Senators 48-26. Last year's game, 47-28. I don't know what we're doing here, but that...
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That is some interesting juju there. We're going to take a 60-second timeout when we come back. Your player of the game, your drive of the game, and where we'll be next week. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football exclusively on The Ump, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
I want to welcome you back in live to the beautiful Harvest, Alabama, where we have seen ourselves an interesting little ball game here where the Bob Jones Patriots were able to defeat the Sparkman Senators 48-26. That is your final here from Sparkman High School, home of the Senators. So the Senators lose their four-game winning streak going back to last season. And Seth, it really all boils down to, we mentioned it once or twice in the broadcast, that second quarter that was so disastrous for Sparkman gave Bob Jones all the lead they needed.
Yeah, it was basically done from right there. I mean, they went up three touchdowns. Give Sparkman credit, they came right back and scored. But after that, you didn't really hear a peep until that very last drive there. So credit to Bob Jones' defense. They really hung in there and swallowed that momentum that Sparkman had regained after halftime.
It is a fantastic performance by Bob Jones. And if you're a fan of Bob Jones, this is a good sign to see that you took a team that you're technically you know you are better than. And you got a chance to put your foot on their throat and you didn't let them back, which is a good sign to see for this team going forward, because Bob Jones has been in close game after close game after close game in the first three games. And the first one they saw where they could get some space in, they took advantage. So congratulations to the Bob Jones Patriots. Now 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in region play when they go back to take on the Huntsville Crimson Panthers next Friday night. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:30 against the Panthers, so you can hear that right here exclusively on The Ump. You can also listen online, umpsports.com. That's UMP sports.com. And we also have an app, UMP Sports. Just search for that. UMP Sports is powered by Cumulus Media and TOC Sports. So if you want to be able to download that app to hear it wherever you are in this great city, state, country, or world. Our high school game player of the game, I'm giving it to the entire defense for Bob Jones. Mm-hmm. That second quarter with Mikhail Stewart's interception, Cade Kohler's interception, Jay Hawthorne's block punt return for a touchdown, and possibly a second block punt. I didn't see the second who got the second
one. He was in there. I'm going to give him at least a half. And that almost led to a touchdown. It basically led to a touchdown right after that for the offense. So well-deserved for the defense. A great overall effort. Few sacks there, contained Devin Kimbrough, a very dangerous dual threat guy who had had a fantastic game previously against Buckhorn. So just a great job overall, keeping everything in front of them, allowing very few plays.
And that is our player of the game, brought to you by Tennessee Valley Fence. You'll love us around your place. Now for the Woody Anderson Ford drive of the game. I don't know if it's much of a drive as it is the blocked punt return for a touchdown by Jay Hawthorne.
Yep.
Because that spun the game to where Bob Jones had the lead 7-6 and were forcing the Sparkman Senators to punt. When they blocked the punt, return it 14-6, the game goes. The floodgates come wide open.
Yep. Yeah, after that, it was Bob Jones all the way. They led up by three touchdowns at the half. And after that, Sparkman never got within two touchdowns. So very good job overall. I do want to shout out the running tandem of Jalen Williams and Isaiah Hatchett. They really found their groove there in the second half. They ended up going 25 carries for over 130 yards. Freddie Polson finished just a shade over 200 yards as well. And Demontrez Brown, three huge catches for 125 yards, including that 53-yard touchdown in the second quarter, which really blew things open.
Want to give also a special shout out to Brad Anderson. He committed to Middle Tennessee State this week.
Awesome.
He committed to Middle Tennessee, so he will be a Blue Raider next year. So congratulations to Brad Anderson, the same guy that, I don't know, ran for 310 yards in week number one.
That guy.
So congratulations to him indeed. I want to thank everybody for listening wherever you have been tonight. It has been a spectacular joy to be able to bring you this matchup. Seth Hagan, any final thoughts on this game?
Well, it was a great overall team effort. They need to get this win on the road, their very first road win of the season. And I think it'll give them a lot of confidence going into this two-game homestand.
That's going to do it for us here. Stay tuned. We'll have some CBS Sports Radio followed by NFL Insider as the NFL weekend starts this weekend on the Ump. So get excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun to be able to hear the NFL this weekend. Alabama football is tomorrow. Coverage starts at 11:30 on the Ump as well. And the Sports Flood, you can hear tomorrow, the show that I host. Somehow I will find a way to get a couple hours of sleep and host a show from tomorrow from 9 to 11 on the Ump. So for Seth Hagan, my name is Arky Shea. I want to thank you guys so much for being a part. And also a special thanks to Mike Rose, who is producing in studio and pressing the buttons and making sure we sound as good as we possibly can. For Mike Rose, for Seth Hagan, my name is Arky Shea. Have a great night. We'll see you next Friday back in Madison for the matchup between the Patriots and the Panthers. You've been listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football on the Ump. Good night, everybody. Go Patriots.